Blog Talk Radio.
On Tuesday, and that means it's time for V's After Dark, where everyone comes. I'm your host, Miss V the Toy Lady, and if this is your first time listening, you're in for a sexual freaky good time. This show is brought to you by V's After Dark Pleasure Products, your one-stop shopping for everything that's pleasurable on the web. Check us out on the web at thetoylady.com. That's thetoylady.com. Oh, my God, tonight's show, you know what, I got to tell you guys, I'm, like, so happy. I had a blast at Exotica, but I'm back, but, you know, we got to talk about tonight's show topic, and I'm going to change it up because I'm going to get in trouble if I use it, so I decided at the last minute I'm not going to use it. So what I'm going to talk about is I'm going to elaborate on my seminar where I was telling people how to choose the perfect sex toy. And I'm going to, you know, ask you guys some questions. Feel free to ask me questions about how to pick the perfect toy. You know, what you should do, what you shouldn't do. You know, just hit me with them questions. Because actually, I didn't get enough feedback in my seminar, so I really didn't know what people wanted. But I still have fun. And tonight, I've got if you got any questions for me, I'm sorry. You guys can ask me anything, sex, hygiene, toys, etc., etc., etc. You can send your questions to askmissv@thetoylady.com. I know y'all hear my voice. Y'all saying, what is she saying? Ask Miss V. That's ASKMS, the letter V, at thetoylady.com. Tonight I have the sexy ass MILF, Rita Daniels, calling in to answer a few of your questions, and she's going to answer some of mine because I read Rita's bio, and after this weekend, I was told I used the word bitch too much. So, you guys, I'm going to start something this week. I'm going to get a container, and for every time I say bitch, I'm going to throw a dollar in it. So, it's going to be, I'm either going to be really rich at the end of the year, or I'm going to be really poor. So, we're hoping that I'm really rich, meaning that I haven't put that much money into that container, because that is not my intention. I did not realize I was using that word so much. I think it just kind of slips out. But she is so sexy. I got a chance to be right next to her this weekend, so we're going to ask her some questions, and I'm going to ask Rita about her favorite toy. We were going to come on the air this weekend, but it was so loud there we couldn't do it. So I told her tonight we'll come together. But if you want to keep on top of everything that's going on with me, Miss V, follow me on Twitter at Miss V the Toy Lady. That's MSVDATOYLADY, or like V's After Dark Pleasure Products on Facebook. And if you guys follow us on Facebook, the Facebook page, the one that has the friends on it, actually gets the Twitter post, so you don't have to really wonder what's going on. And as in every week, I'll be doing the live toy demo. And this week, I'm going to one of my old standbys. So I got a twist with it. You guys remember a few weeks ago, I interviewed the owner of Simply Slick Lubricant. So I'm going to use some of this lube on my Dolphin. I'm going to have fun with it. The reviews I got was great. So within the next coming weeks, Simply Slick, if you guys are listening, I will be carrying your products on thetoylady.com. The response was very well, and I'm happy. I was already happy because we did our own testing, and the response from the public and everybody else was great. So hopefully, you know, people will start flocking to my website to get some. But with that, if you guys have any questions, want to chit-chat, want to sit back and holla at your girl, that's right, I said holla, I'm not going to take away everything. You could call 646-716-8041. That's 646-716-8041. And let's talk about tonight's topic because, you know, favorite sex toy is something that a lot of people don't think about. And I always say that people think that you just walk into a store and you buy a toy. And I tell them that I wish it was that simple. You know, you can't walk in and really test a toy at a store the way you can. Like, if you buy a dress or a pair of slacks or pretty much anything, you can try it on in the store. But when it comes down to adult novelties, federal health regulations don't allow you to really test them. And, you know, we can take them out the packages and you could try them in your hands. But as far as putting them on you, you know, seeing if that's really what's going to work, that's not allowed, you know. And there's hygiene issues going on. So I tell everybody, you know, I was hoping that seminar would generate more interest. But I understand people are shy, especially you don't know who you're talking to. I am an expert in this field. You know, I take great pride in it. As silly and crazy as I may be, I do take pride that, you know, I have been in this field long enough, you know, where I am called upon to ask what type of toys, what should you do, what should you not do. And, you know, I just tell everybody, I think that I'm not taken serious because I do kind of revert to being a little bit more street. And my intention is to relate to my audience. And a lot of times when I'm trying to relate to my audience, that means that I'm going to use a little bit of slang. I'm going to use some terminology that I normally wouldn't use. And I guess this weekend I really went street. So I'm going to apologize if I got offended by some of my language because, as they say, I could tell you that it's just really crazy. But I'm having fun. I'm going to give you guys a little bit of a recap. I know I promised you guys over the weekend I was going to do a recap yesterday. Too crazy, too crazy. What I do want to know, if anybody wants me to do a recap show, and I say this honest and truly, if anybody wants me to do a recap show, shoot me a message asking me to do it. And you guys know me, I have no problem doing a recap for any of you guys, just because y'all know that I love you so much that if you want to recap and ask me questions about what happened, that's when it is time to shoot me the questions. And I will tell you that I will do the best that I can. You know, I know that sounds kind of crazy, but I will do the best that I can. I'm still recovering from Exotica this weekend. And I'm going to tell everybody, you know, this hyperness, I thrive off of you guys. You know, so if you're not having a good week, I feed off of your energy and I kind of feel what's going on. So I tell everybody, you know, if I seem like I'm down, I'm picking up on your vibes, but it's October and, you know, I want to give a big shout out to anybody who works for the federal government. You know, this is a trying time for you guys and can't give you a discount, but what I can tell you is that, if you're going through this and you need some products to help you relax, I'm trying to word this right. This is kind of crazy. If you guys need some products to help you relax or something, you know, I want to do something and I want people to tell me what can I do to help out those people who are going through this time of being not paid. You know, I can't buy you a car. I can't buy you a house. I can't come pay your bills. I'm just going to say that, you know, those, you know, but from the side, you know, is it an over-the-air hug that you guys need? Is it somebody to say, hey, thank you for what you're doing? You know, I'm going to be the first one to say thank you. I know some of you are still mandated to go to work throughout this trying time. Some people are sitting at home not knowing if they're going to get a paycheck. You know, all I can say from the bottom of my heart, you know, I have had plenty of family members who work for the federal government, so I say thank you. If no one else is telling you, thank you. And I guess the reason why I say that is because I got a thing. One of my friends gave me a thing from Boston Market saying that this week they're giving, like, free food to federal employees and veterans. And I wanted to let the veteran, you know, the federal employees, I think a lot of veterans right now, but I don't know if the federal employees know that. I think you, I don't have it in front of me, but it's like buy one meal or something and get a whole rotisserie chicken free. And I think that's Boston Market's way of saying thank you. So I just want to pass the information along. And, you know, for my friends who work for the federal government, and you know who you are, you know, it's got to get better. And hopefully this is done sooner than later. But in the meantime, I want you guys to know there are a lot of people who appreciate you. I, for one, appreciate everything that you do. You know, okay, I'm going to put it out there because y'all know I'm a veteran. So I appreciate getting my veteran's check. I have an injury from when I was in. So, you know, I tell everybody, you know, age ain't nothing but a number, but an injury lasts a lifetime. So I appreciate the people who work there and the fact that I'm still able to get my little pension from when I was in. And, you know, I know that it's hard because everybody doesn't have a pension that comes in. But what I'll tell you is that thank you. You know, if you haven't heard it, I'm telling you over and over again, thank you for your service. And for anybody who thinks that federal employees are lazy and thankless and don't do anything, I've got friends who right now are at work and they don't know if they're getting paid. But they're getting up and they have to go every day because that's what their job is telling them. So just want to put that out there. I know it's like a little sentiment going on here, but yes. And Joseph, I see you back up in the chat room, sweetie. You know, I like I said, I'm apologizing to everybody. I know you guys hear my voice. This is from this weekend. I did a lot of yelling. The Friday show was so hard for me to do. We cut it down to an hour on Saturday, and then Sunday it was so hard. We cut it down to 45 minutes. So I apologize. I may be deleting those shows. And, okay. Hey, Joseph. If you guys know I'm blind. So y'all know I got to pause and read because I can't walk and chew bubblegum. Yes. Miss Rita Daniels is going to be on. She is so beautiful. And you guys, you know what? I read her bio. I did not know her age was that age. So, you know, I'm going to get up in Rita's business tonight. And she had on some sexy stuff. I mean, you guys, y'all should, okay, I'm going to say this honestly. If you guys look at the Twitter page, I mean, not the Twitter page, but my blog talk page, and you see the pictures, those, she had lights on her titties. They were flashing. Oh, my God. All I could tell you is that I knew they had different pasties, but between her, Sally D'Angelo, and Robert Al, I saw more flashing lights on titties than I've ever seen in my life. And you know what? That was a lot of flashing lights on a lot of titties, and they wasn't small titties. So all I can say is that, you know, you guys, I need you guys to hype me up. I know that I very seldom say that, but I need you guys to hype me up tonight. You know, my energy drink hasn't kicked in. I am, okay, let me get this correct because y'all know I'm bad at telling time. I am less than, okay, 14. I am less than 15 days away from doing my marathon. So I'm really, you know, my mind is a different location, you guys. And I want to thank everybody for really helping me out through this because this is one of my hardest marathons I'm doing, even though it's only a half marathon. This Saturday will be my last long run that I'll be doing before the marathon. And then next week, I think I've got to only run a mile. So it's one of those things where, you know, preparation is really kicking in. I I think I'm as ready as I'm going to be, but it's been trying. I think I took on too much this fall. So, you know, for those of you who have been keeping up and know that I am an avid runner, this is my last marathon for about 4 or 5 years. I promised Tatted Beauty that I would take a break from running. I'm not taking a break from being fit. I'm taking a break from running. And we're going to go into the doctor. I think I'm going to have to go into a soft cast. So it's going to be a few things going on that, you know, that people normally don't expect. But I'm going to take it easy. So for the month of November, I might be talking to you guys from a leg up in the air. But it's going to be okay, and I'm going to have fun. But I can't wait till Rita comes on. And I see I've got a guest up in the chat room. Hey, guest. I want to thank you for listening to the show. I know you're like, why is she talking and why does she sound raspy? I know I got that little sexy raspy voice going on. What is her name? Eartha Kitt. You know how Eartha Kitt talks. I love her voice. That growl. You know, the Catwoman voice. You know, I just love that voice. I don't like it on me, but that's when, whenever my voice gets like this, I think about Eartha Kitt and the way she talks. You know, because she's like, darling, please. You know, oh, my God. So I'm going to talk to you guys about Eartha Kitt voice tonight. You know I don't have no good sense. But again, y'all know I'm blind. In less than 25 minutes, we've got the sexy Rita Daniels coming on. And Rita knows that we're going to have fun. She got a chance to see me in action this weekend. But to get me hyped because, you know, I'm not used to being like this. You know, I really like me being hyped. So I'm going to play some of this. Some people may get offended by it, but, you know, this is what I do. So you guys come get hyped with me, and I'll be back in a few minutes. Thank you. I guess I kind of lost track of time. That caught me off guard, but oh my God. I can tell you that it is crazy. And when I say crazy, I mean crazy, bonkers crazy, because I'm having so much fun. But you know what I forgot to tell you guys? And it's something that I really, really forgot to tell you. Guess what? Saturday, October 26th, I will be at the Embassy Suites in Southfield, Michigan, holding my seminar, How to Have a Threesome. And if you guys don't know how to have a threesome, and I know y'all say, I know how to have a threesome. I got a brand new way to teach you how to have a threesome. You got to come to this seminar. And you can go to thetourlady.com/events to get your tickets. Or you could go to my Eventbrite page. I got always get it wrong because it's still a new page for me. It's Eventbrite. And, It's Eventbrite/MissVitaToyLady. So, you know, I like the fact that we are going to be having so much fun there. I'll be answering questions. I'll be acting silly. Twitter is blowing up tonight, like bonkers, which is always a great thing. I love when Twitter blows up because that means I'm having fun. And I know everybody say, really, she's doing this, but having lots and lots of fun. But, I'm asking you guys, I need some new words. I always say, but. I'm quick to say, but. Oh, but I got to give a big shout out to Mistress C. Oh, yes, I have to give a shout out. And to Mistress Thick, because they both took care of me while I was there. Mistress Thick had I think they're called foot slaves. And if I'm incorrect, somebody please correct me. But she had the foot slaves there, and my feet were killing me. And, oh, my God, I got the best foot massage I've ever had. I could have sat there all day. It was so fabulous. So I have to say that, you know, I just had such a great time. And I have to thank Mistress C and Mistress Thick. And I met Mistress Unknown. There were so many mistresses I met that if I missed anybody who was in the dungeon, please forgive me. It was not my intent to miss anybody. But, you know, I really had to say, you know, big thank you to them, because I know that, you know, they were doing what they needed to do. They were working. So since they were working and they allowed me to be taken care of and be all up in that little circle for a minute, I was happy. And I know everybody say, is she really on some crack? But for anybody who was following me on Twitter, you know that I was with Misty this weekend. And for anybody who knows about how Misty Stone is and know her personality, she is like one of the best people in the world. And it's always funny when I'm at a show with Misty, because I think every single show or wherever I go, I'm taking pictures with her. And I be trying not to. You know, I've gotten to the point where I used to just like, I got to take a picture with this person, that person. I now, you know, I sit back and I be like, okay, do I want to take a picture? And I've kind of got reserved. I used to be the person who wanted to, like, take pictures with everybody. And now I'm, like, really reserved on my pictures. And I tell everybody, it's not a bad thing. I just think that I'm more comfortable picking up the phone, like, hey, what's up? You know, so I think with me being in that phase of it where I'm like, hey, what's going on? And, you know, telling everybody, well, let's have drinks later. I mean, that's my favorite thing. Let's have drinks later. Let's do this. So with me doing that, I just a little bit way more comfortable. Well, I'm losing people, but that's all right, because I know people will come back up. I always tell people, you never know what's going on. And maybe it was this raspy-ass voice, you know, I got that sexiness going on. I'm like, oh, I know, Joseph, you're laughing at me because I really got this raspy voice going on tonight. And I know you're not laughing at me in a bad way, but it'll come through. I knew eventually the raspy voice was going to come. But my guest, Rita, is so sexy. I got a chance to see her. Like I said, I was reading her bio today. So it's, when you do this quick of a turnaround on an interview, it's one of those things where you got to go boom, boom, boom. And you're trying to learn so much and you're trying to get to people. And I hope she's prepared for my nonsense. I hope she's prepared for my craziness. I hope she's prepared for me not to, as they say, I always try my best not to disrespect my guests. And, you know, I kind of feel awkward talking to her. I know you guys, because she's not on the air yet, but I can tell you, I feel a little awkward talking to Rita because y'all know that I'm good to, like, call somebody out and say something. I don't mean in a bad way. But, you know, I'm like, okay. You know, when I look at her, I know she is so sexy and so beautiful. And I read her bio, and she loves younger men. You know, so I'm like, oh, my God, you know, what do I say to her? And I've never been nervous about talking to a guest, never. And I'm actually nervous even though we've had conversations this weekend. We chill, we hug, you know, we rub boobies. We've done all that, and I'm still nervous. Can you believe that? Because, and, you know, we won't tell her when. Well, I don't know what I'm going to do. But, you know, we might not tell her that I'm nervous about that because it's like, wow, you know, she really got me out there. And like I said, it's one of those things where I'm not upset. I've just never been nervous about any of my guests, you know. And, wow. So I could tell you. Oh, and a big shout out. See, this is what I got to do. Big, big shout out to the Naughty App Shop. Now, they were at Exotica, and I'm glad they wanted to send me. They just tweeted me something, so you know, big shout out to the Naughty App Shop. They did a app that actually I got to go look at because it was so. They showed it to me, and they know can't nobody. You know, it's hard to do business when you go to these conventions and these expos and it's like 5 million things going on and it's just really so hard to do it. And I want to apologize to the Naughty App Shop because I know there was so much going on that it seemed like I wasn't interested, and I definitely am, and I'm glad that you guys tweeted me because I actually unintentionally forgot that I need to go look at the app that you guys made. And, you know, all I can say is, like, thank you. And I'm actually going to the site now to go look at it because they did some for all of us. And they did one. If you guys go, they did one for the toy lady. So it's sexy. I love it. You know, I'm like loving, loving, loving. Oh, my God. So all I can say is that, yes. And they got my whole damn site on there. Oh, my God. I'm so jealous. Oh, my God. I've got to. I'm going to have to get this, you know, and I'll be letting them know that I'm going to, you know, we're gonna talk about some prices because I know they're hooking us up. But and when I say hooking us up, I don't even mean that in a bad way. It's just that they were working so hard. I mean, if you guys could see the things they were doing, they were working so hard. I see they got Till Conrad, who was there. I think pretty much almost everybody who was at Exotica they got. And I could tell you that I'm happy. I know the Toy Closet, I think they're getting one. I'm almost positive that the Toy Closet is getting their app. And definitely you guys will be able to check mine out because I plan on having that app and getting it and having so much fun. So all I can say is that I can't wait because I'm so hyped. So that was another thing, you know, big, big, big shout out to the Naughty App Shop. And oh, thank you, Stephanie. I love you guys too. I know you guys hear. I know you hear my voice. Like, I love it because, like, everybody knows that I multitask. I couldn't multitask that well at Exotica, but Stephanie says she's listening to me from the Naughty App Shop. So, you know, you guys shoot me an email with the prices for that app because I think all my fans are going to want that. Hell, I want it. Bump the nonsense. But that tells you that we acted crazy. But if this is who I think it is, you guys, because I'm pretty familiar with some of these area codes, I think I've got, you know what, I'm gonna put you guys on hold for a minute. I'm crazy. I'm just going to take this, bump this, and we'll find out if this is who I think it is. Hey, sweetie, you're on the air with Miss B. How are you doing?
Hey, baby girl. I'm doing fine. This is Rita Daniels.
Ooh, now for you guys. I told y'all I thought I knew the area code. You know, I got to give her a proper introduction, so forgive me, Rita, because you know, I got to do this right.
Okay.
You guys, this is the beautiful, the sexy, big-ass titty. I told y'all I was going to try cussing, but big-ass titty, MILF, Rita Daniels. Welcome to the show, baby. How you doing?
Good, good. It was such a pleasure meeting you at Exotica. Wasn't it a blast there?
Oh, my God. You hear my voice.
Yes, I know. I almost lost mine, too. It's starting to feel a little bit better today, but, boy, it was getting pretty raw and scratchy, not only just from all the talking, but from all the cocksucking as well.
Okay, I was going to say, I heard, you know, people talk to me. I heard, you know what, we'll get into that later, but I heard about you. You know,
about me.
Oh, I just heard something. You know, the adult industry is a big industry and a small industry at the same time. And you know, when you sell toys and you know people talk to the toy lady.
Oh, yes.
That's the beauty of being a toy lady, because people talk to me.
Well, okay. Yeah, and we look up to you, toy lady, because you know you got the goods. You got to show us and tell us all the new things. And how they're going to, you know, make us feel really good. So we really depend on you.
Well, I thank you. But before I get started, because, you know, this weekend was my first time meeting you. And I had, like, seen bits and pieces before I had met you. But I didn't know I was going to be right next to you. You know, normally I'm in other areas. But for my guests and my listeners who do not know who you are, tell them a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am Rita Daniels, and I guess I'm best known as a score model for the Score Group. They kind of discovered me about 4.5 years ago now, and the time just goes by so fast. And I have done more shoots and magazine covers and centerfolds for Score Group than any other model has ever done for them. So I am very excited. They treat me really well, and I've been doing it since I was about 59. So I am 63 now, and I am just having the time of my life.
And I'm going to tell you guys, now her bio has her a little bit younger than what she just said. But either way, all I can tell you is that I'm so jealous because you are so fit. I mean, when I say that you're fit, I was looking at you and I'm like, okay, when I grow up, I want to have a body like hers. You know, everybody laughs. You know, I always talk about how round I am because I'm short and round.
Mm-hmm.
And I always tell everybody, I was like, I'm probably the fittest fat person because I'm a runner. So, you know, I always tell people, like, when I see people who are, but everybody's so tall. So, you know, you guys are so much taller. But
am tall, but Sally D'Angelo was, she was in between us. Usually I'm surrounded by all these big ass bitches that have.
I'm sorry. I'm laughing because I was told I said bitch too much this weekend. So. And I was like, I don't want to offend her because I don't want to start saying bitch and then she get offended.
No, you're not going to offend me at all in any way, shape, or
form. I was told,
but you know what they have this old rule of thumb, I guess. If you have big tits, you have no ass. And if you have a huge booty, you have no tits. Would you agree with that?
No, because I got both. And I don't know where they got that from because.
And there are exceptions to every rule, but generally speaking, I mean, if you've got a really great ass, you can get, you know, fake tits. But for the most part, it's really hard for women to get something done to their ass. you know, it really is.
Okay, you saw that little one next to me. Now, she got big ass and big titties. You know, for those of you guys who want to know who I'm talking about Tata Beauty, which is my daughter. She's always there with me, and she's got big titties and a big ass. So, you know, I can say it. You know, I don't care what nobody else thinks. I can
but
say
maybe
it.
Maybe it's not a real, true wives' tale or whatever you want to call it. But
no, it's not.
Anyway. Yeah, I was, you know, I always tell everybody that my ass is not my best asset. So anyway.
Yeah, but you know what? You got them damn titties. You know.
Yeah, some titties. Yeah, I do have got some titties.
And I was telling everybody that, you know, between you, Rubber Doll, and Sally D'Angelo, y'all are sitting there, you know, I thought I had the headlights coming at me because it was like flashing titties all around.
I know, right? Oh, my gosh. Those were so hot. I love those little nipple things that Rubber Doll made with the flashing lights, and they were all Swarovski crystals. They were really expensive, but, you know, they're reusable, and they're going to last a really long time. But, yeah, I thought they were pretty hot.
Yeah, and being right across from Rubber Doll, that was crazy. And then, you know, I want to get into it. Like I tell everybody, I don't have interviews. You guys know I don't know how to have an interview. But I normally have a topic of the week, but I figured my topic of the week I was going to get in trouble for, so I changed it. So I always ask my guests about my topic of the week. And my topic of the week is, you know, while I was there, I did the How to Pick the Perfect Sex Toy seminar on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, how do you pick your perfect sex toy? Because the people there, they seem, I swear I had the most quietest crowd I've ever had in a seminar. I've never had people not ask questions. So
you needed to have somebody in there, you know, as kind of like your shill and going around and getting everybody jazzed up and had a microphone in their hand. And, you know, do you have a question for Miss V? Do you want to ask her how this toy might work, or let's demonstrate this?
Well, I passed the toys around, and they got a chance. That's how I made that sale with the Naughty App Store, because
uh-huh.
They were up in there, and I passed the toys around, you know, so I didn't just go up in there empty-handed. I just think that crowd didn't, you know what, I think that they really felt that they, you know, I always tell people, whatever you ask is between me, you, and about 400 or 500 of my best friends. You know, it's a secret. We ain't telling nobody. You know, but I think that they probably were really ashamed. You know, you go to those places like Exotica, and you know that you're going to see a lot of porn stars, and you know you're going to see sex toys, but I don't think they really anticipate the seminars. That's not, you know, when you think of a sex convention, you
mm-hmm.
don't think of also going there to learn. I think a lot of people go there thinking, I mean, maybe you've experienced different, but every single, between Exotica and AVN, every time I go, I swear, every man and woman, and I say this honestly because I get hit on by both of them just like I'm sure you do, thinks that we're there to screw everybody. So
exactly. Yeah, or you know, we're there for everybody to manhandle and, you know, squeeze your tits and, you know, kiss you on the lips and tell you how much they want to fuck you and, you know. But, you know, I guess to a certain degree that's true. But back to your seminar thing, I think people are really, you know, shy and insecure and sex still, you know. Some people just don't feel comfortable about talking about it. But I think, you know, they want to learn everything that they can learn. So, I don't think it was anything that you were doing wrong or anything like that. I just think people are shy about talking about sex, even though it is, you know, 2013.
Yeah, because I think between you and Sally, I was making people come. I had, well, you know, I don't know how many people were demon. Well, I don't know how many people had their toys out for people to hold and use. You know, I'm very hands-on, so
uh-huh.
I couldn't take every single toy at the package, but I want people to know how bullets feel. And
yeah, definitely. If they haven't tried it, they definitely need to try it.
But I got a question to you. You know, now I got to get back to my conversation. You know, we could go back to that other conversation. Oh, and also I'm ADD. So
me too. So we're going to have a real wild conversation here tonight. It's going to be from 1 minute to it's going to be talking about sucking, and the next is going to be talking about who knows what. But anyway, what's your question, baby?
What I want to talk to you about, you know, from your bio, it's like you kind of started a little bit later on in life. I think my understanding that you used to be in, then you came back, I'm not going to lie to myself and say I know everything. But mm-hmm. being a MILF and being 60, I mean, it's just a new, I know, we tell people that, you know, 50 is like the new 30. So is 60 the new 40?
Oh, absolutely. Definitely. I mean, I don't feel any different, you know, than I did when I was 30 or 40. So I feel great, and I, you know, try to take care of myself and, you know, have as much fucking as I can get in. And, you know, I think that if you just think, you know, young and you try to stay in shape, I think that that really helps, you know.
You know what? I try to do everything. I was trying to get laid while I was there, so I didn't want to get laid with anybody. You know, I had my person with me that I wanted to. You know, but it's kind of hard when the whole family is there and you got the child thing.
Yeah, yeah, I can imagine. Yeah. So anyway, what was one of your questions on how do you?
I have a question from my chat room. And this is from one of my loyal listeners, and we got a caller already that has a question. So, caller, I'm not ignoring you. I'm going to get to you. I think this is one of my regular listeners, but I just want you to know I do see that you call, but, you know, we got to get Rita up in here. So
I just want to tell you that there might be a guy calling in. He is called Fitness Fan. He is one of my Twitter friends, and he was actually going to come to my bukkake, which I ended up having to cancel because I didn't have enough guys that showed up that were tested. You know, I'm not going to suck
and you
drink.
Know what? What do people not understand about getting testing in the industry?
I know. I mean, I would have had a guys lined up around the block to fucking come all over my face and my mouth. But, you know, they're not tested. They don't want to spend that $180. Well, I don't want to take a chance of getting a disease or HIV. So I ended up having to cancel it. But anyway, I told Fitness Fan to call up on your show tonight because he wanted to unload. He said he saved up like 3 loads for me. And so he really wanted me to
come together tonight.
Him off.
I
think he's 718 area. Maybe he's 212. I'm not sure, but I think he's the New York area. So if you do see somebody call in that you're not familiar with the phone number, you know, make sure you take it because he might be our sex tonight.
Oh, and you know, we were supposed to come the other day, so.
Yeah, I know,
fun.
But you had to change the topic.
Well, you know what? It was so loud up in there. You know,
it was
just too loud to try to do anything. And then the walk around mic, it was just crazy. But Joseph, who is one of my regular listeners, he gave you a compliment. He's like, and this is directly to you. He's like, Rita, you don't have to say your body ain't, your booty isn't your best part of your body, Ms. Downs. He's like, because you and Ms. V, along with the rest of the other beautiful women, adult porn stars, retired or not, have the most beautiful bodies and booties and beautiful face, too. Whether you're black, white, Asian, Latino, Hispanic, Middle Eastern, East Indian, etc. So thank you, Joseph.
We love you. Licks and kisses, baby.
He's up in the chat room, and he's a loyal listener that is up in there every week. You know, if he can't be up in there, he's letting me know, hey, I apologize for not being there. You know, so thank you, Joseph. You know, that's why I'll be pausing because, you know, I got to put my other set of eyes on. So
I was a radio host on another porn radio show, and I really, really enjoyed doing it. So, he says that he's 732 area code, and he's
okay,
on
so
hold. And
well, you know what? Since he wants to come, what I'm going to do is I see he's on hold. I'm going to hit the 410 area code, and we'll come back to him because I want to make sure he comes really good, and I don't want him to be interrupted.
Okay.
I like for people to a good coming. So let's take some callers and some questions, because I have a few more for you. But see, we're going to have a conversation, so I can always just hit you up with my questions. But
oh, yeah.
Let me find out what they're doing with the 410. And I think that's Atlanta, if I'm not mistaken. Okay. Let's try this again. Hi, you're on the air with Miss V and the sexy, beautiful Rita Daniels. How you doing tonight?
I'm fine. This is Randy.
I thought that was Randy.
Oh, Randy.
Uh-oh.
How are you?
Okay. Hi, Rita. I missed you.
Oh, I miss you too, Randy. It's good to hear your voice.
I saw on the Twitter page that you're going to be on tonight, so I just figure I would give it a shot.
Awesome.
Oh, so
I'm
so glad
early that you... have you met Miss V before, Randy?
Not in person, but we have talked on... I've been calling her show every week.
Oh, well, nice. Well, you are just one little radio slut, aren't you?
If you want to call it that, yeah. But,
you just get all over the place.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
I first met Miss V on let's see, what show? Seika's show.
Seika.
Oh.
She called in her show and she promoting her show and everything. But Rita, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, speaking of Seika, I went to her book signing last week. Oh my gosh, that was so much fun. She looks so good, and the turnout was wonderful. And I met Lisa Ann, which was really cool because her and I talked about doing a shoot together, and we're going to do like a mother-daughter. We haven't got it down. I've been taking questions about, like, you know, I think it would be really good for, like, an incestual type of mother-daughter, you know, not the normal, you know, oh, let me show you how to suck a cock kind of thing. So anyway, I tweeted a couple of pictures of me and her, and we definitely look, you know, like we are mother-daughter. So we look like.
And also, Rita, just to let you know, I still have that DVD that you sent me.
You do? Well, I would hope so. I mean, those last forever. You can watch them over and over as long as you don't scratch them.
No, I'm not going to scratch them. I'm going to guard them like Fort Knox.
Sweet. Well, I have some. Do you drive a car?
No, I do not drive a car.
You do not drive a car. Well, I guess it really doesn't matter. But anyway, if you send me a direct message with your address, I have new car air fresheners that I had made up.
Okay.
And it's like a pin-up poster type of air freshener. I'll send you one, baby.
I will definitely DM you on that.
Oh, all righty.
I just wanted to say today marks 9 months since I called your show.
Oh, really?
January 8th of this year.
Well, happy anniversary.
Oh.
8 must be our lucky number, huh?
Actually, 9 months. Yeah, 8 is a lucky number, but it's 9 months, I remember. And I think I get an orgasm on that on your first show.
Yeah, I think you did. Yeah, I think I sucked your cock really good.
Yeah.
You really are a radio slut.
I told ya.
You know what? See, that's what, I'm going to have to go get one of them Mr. C's whips and beat your ass.
Oh, yeah. Randy would like that. Actually, I saw a really cool cock collar that I want to get. I should have got it, and I didn't have any money on me at the time when I walked by and saw it. It was really cool. It goes around their cock and their balls, and it's got a leash, and you can, like, you know, just drag them all over by their cock.
Ouch.
Well, because my cock cage didn't have all that. I just had the regular cock cage over there.
Oh, this is a collar, like a cock collar.
Oh, but that's what I'm saying. I was like, I just had the regular. I'm like, wow, I'm looking. You know, my mind is going 50 million miles. Like, oh. I'm always curious what other people have, you know, but I can't carry everything. But, like,
yeah,
wow.
Well,
oh, wow.
Yeah. they were specifically doing just, you know, collars and stuff. You had a lot of, you have a lot of different stuff in your store.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Well, you know what? Randy, did you have a question for Rita? Because I know your ass going to come tonight hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know how I talk. You already know. So you got
a
question because, you know, we got somebody else. Since we got so many people, I know you come every week with me.
That's
this
okay.
is what Randy does. He comes every week with me.
I know. I told you he's a radio slut.
I know. You know what? I am so jealous now. You know, I thought I was like one of the few.
Special? Miss V.
Now I know.
Miss V. No, Randy is loyal to whoever he's talking to at the moment.
Oh.
No, he's a good guy, Randy is. He spreads himself a little thin now and then, but he's a good guy.
Yes,
he's great.
Right.
We have conversations, though.
Yeah.
Have you got any new stuff on your website, RitaDaniels.com?
You know, I haven't got anything like other than a couple of new camming things.
Uh-huh.
I have not had time to get my stuff edited and converted. I'm horrible at that. So if anybody out there is an expert in converting videos,
uh-huh.
help me. Would sure like it.
Aw. But I also like on that same DVD that you gave me, the one with Victoria Vale, every time I watch that, I just come at least two or three times on that video. One with you, Victoria Vale, and Big Max. Those two threesomes.
I think that one with me and Victoria Vale, and for everyone who doesn't know, Victoria Vale is a transsexual, and it is a fucking hot video. I loved it.
Yeah, I think she's also one of my Twitter friends, too, so I tweet her from time to time. And of course, Miss V, too. I tweeted her, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I know. You know what, Randy? We just love you. So I'm almost thinking about making this a foursome. I don't know if the other guy, you know, if we can handle four of us coming. Or Randy, I'm going to put you on hold because you're going to have me acting a fool. You know, we only got an hour and a few minutes left. I'm going to put you back on hold, Randy. And I want to thank you for calling. How you like my Eartha Kitt voice tonight? Is it sexy enough?
Yes, it is.
I'm telling everybody, this is my Eartha Kitt voice until it comes back. I love her. So,
yes, I love Eartha Kitt. Mm-hmm.
So I'm going with my ride. Kind of getting nasty. I love that woman. That, as they say, now my age is showing because everybody don't know who Eartha Kitt is. But I'm going to put you on hold, Randy, and I'm going to take my other caller. Thank you for calling, sweetie, and make sure you come with me. Okay?
I will.
Okay, hold on, sweetie.
Alrighty.
Oh, my God, I love Randy. Now we're going to take this. What is his name? I don't want to say the other caller is fitness. What is his name, Rita? Fitness Pro?
Fitness Fan is what his name
fitness
is.
Fitness Fan. You know what? I've been calling him Fitness Pro. Next thing you know, I'll be calling him Fitness USA. Hi, you're on the air with Miss V and Rita Daniels. How you doing, sweetie?
I'm doing well, ladies. How you doing?
Ooh, damn.
Hey, wow, you have a sexy voice.
That's what I was saying. I mean, he caught me off guard. Shit. Your dick must be about, 8-9 inches? Shit. I'm sorry.
Are you looking at his...
No, his voice caught me so off guard. You know, that's the type of voice that make a girl just wet. Listen, he said, say hello, and it's like, boom.
Well, I'm glad I could please.
Wow.
Fitness fan.
Do you
have another name you'd like to be called rather than Fitness Fan, or
call me Jared.
Jared, nice.
How's it going?
Well, Jared, I have to tell you the cock picture you sent me. Oh my God, I got so fucking wet when I saw that. I'm like, oh my God, I missed that.
I know what was going on. Those guys didn't have any testings, huh? Any testing papers?
They didn't have any. They didn't have current testing. No.
I got the text message. I was so pissed off as I saved up three for you.
I know. You kept texting me, telling me how you weren't gonna come until you met me, and I'm like, wow, baby, sweet.
And I kept my word.
Yeah. I mean, I'm loving your voice, and I got a man, but wow. I'm sorry. I feel like I'm eavesdropping. I'm like, wow, you know.
Well, Miss V, Rita has the regular pictures of me too, so she can show you.
Wow.
Oh yeah, he just tweeted me a picture of his cock. It's very nice, very nice cock.
But see, you saw what was in the booth with me, Rita. You know, so I have to be always good. You know, I have to always be good. You know, I don't care how much I don't care how much I talk. I have to be good. But wow, your voice. See, I just love a man. You know what? Everybody have like the attribute. And everybody thinks it's all about how somebody look, but like a deep, this voice is like getting me. You could probably say hey, and I'll just probably throw my panties at you.
And I'm 6'9" too.
Oh my God! See, that's the type of man to pick up a woman and set her on his stuff and just bounce her. Let me shut up.
Oh yeah, no, don't shut
all
up.
All I keep thinking about the. I'm sorry. I know I keep talking about your voice, but I'm so sorry. But it is like, that is like a turn on. Oh, my God.
Well, I'm glad.
Normally we have the guys talking about how we make them feel, but I'm like, God, this voice. I'm like sitting here like, you know, I'm glad I'm sitting in a chair. You know, you know how we hold that little dance we got to do when we got to go to the ladies' room, Rita? That I'm doing one of them sitting in my chair like, you know, holding it like, wow.
Well, I'll tell you what, Miss B. You send me a direct message, and or I'll send you one, and I'll email you something.
Oh, my God, Lord. I'm over here fanning, and I don't think I'm going through the change yet, but it could be possible because I'm like, woo.
Jared, are you like stroking your cock? Are you still hard? Have you unloaded yet? What's going on?
No, I haven't unloaded yet. But I am stroking it.
Baby, I wish I was there to slide my lips down over that cock and ooh.
Well, I'll tell you guys the honest truth. Waiting for as long as I waited and haven't been disappointed by getting that text saying it was off. I don't think there'd be any mouth on my cock. I think I just bend right over right now and just slam it home.
Oh, my God. Come on, baby. Grab a hold of my hips. Ooh, yeah. Let me rub up and down on that cock and feel that cock slide up and down my ass. Oh, yeah, baby. Throbbing.
I think I might pull it out and let Mrs. D lick it off a little bit.
Oh, come on, baby. Lick.
God, I've never had a threesome before with a man. I don't always have another female in my bed. Oh my God.
Oh no. Well, I guess we're two females and a male, so I mean it's the same, right?
Yeah.
You know, I'm just saying I've never done another man other than my man.
But it's more for Rita then.
But you know what? I can tease you. Whoa. I can always grab your balls. Wait a minute. But see, I can grab his balls and hold them and squeeze for you. I could do that.
Oh, you could do that.
Yeah, definitely.
And
you stroke
him
that.
And do a little tickle.
And lick his ass a little bit, you know, and slide down you and grab a hold of one of those balls and pop it in and out of your mouth. And
I'd love to see what you ladies are wearing now.
Oh, really? Well, I have just a pair of leopard panties on, actually, because I just came back from an art event at Christie's, and I had on this really tight red leather vest leopard boots on, and everybody was like in their matronly little black and white suits, and here I come popping in there with my red leather on. I'm like, oh my God.
Well, you don't want to know what I got on.
I was talking to this one guy about his gray suit and how nice the gray was, and there's so many different color grays, and I said, yeah, I think there's about 50 shades of gray, and everybody's just like, oh wow. You know, because that's kind of talking about sex and Christie's. But anyway, back to
sex on your balls.
Art of masturbation.
I'm just picturing me just grabbing your balls and gently playing with them, doing a light thump on them. Not the hurt. Just to get them motivated.
Never hurt unless that's the way they like it. How do you like it?
Oh, yeah.
How do you like it, Jared? How do you like your cock and balls treated? Do you like it rough or do you like it gentle? And?
Well, they belong to you, don't they? It doesn't matter how I like it.
All right, then.
That's true, but, you know, I want to make sure that you're not in a lot of pain or anything.
No, I'm not in a lot of pain at all. Matter of fact, I'm very swollen.
He definitely does.
Oh, yeah.
Business.
Oh.
Take my thumb and my forefinger and just up and down on your fucking... Jared. Oh, baby, that's supposed to be my cum in my mouth. Oh, baby, I want that fucking cock. Give it to me, baby. Give me all that cum.
Oh, I'll show you. You just clean up here and I'll show you. I'll tweet it to you.
Yeah? Did you cum?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I heard that.
Well, let me take a picture and send it to you, lady.
Please do.
Will do.
Well, I got to thank you for calling in because you done made me all wet. Just for everybody, you know, I still got bills to pay. For those who are listening, you're listening to V's After Dark, where everyone comes. That's right, it's Tuesday night, and we're doing what we do best. Coming on Tuesday night, you never know who I'm going to have on this show. Oh, my God, you know. Wow, you know, we don't normally come this early. Y'all done threw off the whole program because we come late in this show.
Well, you early tonight.
We came early.
Well, I just had to let him do it because he's been holding back for days to unload on me. So, you know, I felt...
Well, it's no problem at all. You know what? See, that's the beauty of this show. And as they say, the beauty and the love of it is where everyone comes. I mean, we could come early, we could come late, we could come together, we come separate, just as long as
we come.
As long as we come. And his voice...
As long as we come, it doesn't matter what...
Did you know how sexy his voice was, though?
Oh, yeah.
See,
God. It definitely is making me feel very aroused.
I know he probably said, wow, the voice. I know everybody thinks that I'm crazy.
Oh, no, absolutely not. I mean,
I'm talking to my listeners, because all my listeners, you know, they'd be like, they've never heard me, like, lose my mind over somebody's voice. So I'm still, you know, girlfriend a little wet over here. You know, I ain't even pulled out a toy yet. That voice, I ain't even do nothing. You know, if he would have said Miss V, I would be like, damn.
Oh, I didn't even like get to tell him to, you know, sit back and relax and get your lube out and massage your cock up and down and stroke it until it starts getting harder. It's probably getting harder already, right?
Yeah, and see, Randy ready to come back on. You know, we done lost Jared. Randy ready to come back on. I got my chat room is off the hook tonight. So, you know, we got the chat room going. Oh, remember the Naughty App Store? Say hi to them. They're up in the chat room tonight.
Hi, how are you, Naughty App Store? Hi, you know, girls. Our sexy little girls across from us in their cute little bustiers and tight little shorts. Yummy.
They said that was hot where he just came. So I was like, yes. And Joseph, I got to answer one of your questions. You know, I've had India, you know, I try to answer my chat room. Randy, I'm not ignoring you, baby. You know, I'm not. I never would. You know, Naomi, I'm going to answer a couple of Joseph's questions because I know there's the people that you want. Naomi is going to probably come back on the show in a few months. She's actually having a lot of fun. And I try not to do the same guest twice in 1 year just because I try to get everybody in, and there's a transition, so, you know, I got to take care of Naomi anyway. But definitely, all these people you're saying, you know what, I need to make, you need to become my personal assistant because, shoot, I'm looking at some serious people. But, yeah, Naomi Banks and India, you know, they were on the phone. Jada Fire is hard to contact. Anna Fox, I'm trying to get on the show, but as we were talking this weekend, we have to go to her publicist. I've got a few people that are actually going to be on. Plus, we're going to be talking to the Gorillaz man, and we're going to have the Toy Closet, and we're going to try to get Twisted Cherry. These are a couple of toy companies because we also did Exoticas, so we're going to be, you know, I also like to promote other people, you know. I'm not all about me. So we try to get some everybody up in there. But, you know, I'm going through the whole list. So most definitely, Joseph, I got you. And the Naughty App Store, they said that was hot, the coming on the air. I told you guys I don't have no good sense. You never know what you're going to get when you listen to this show. But I'm going to bring Randy back on. But I got it before I bring Randy on, because Randy, y'all trying to throw me off my little thing. You know I might not do an interview, but I do have questions. So you were on the cover of 50 Plus Milk magazine. How was that? Because I read in your bio that, what, you were the first one to do this? You were on, and was it the inaugural, I'm saying it wrong probably, the inaugural issue you were on?
Right, the inaugural issue of 50 Plus MILFs magazine, and XBiz did a release on it and all of that stuff. But, I mean, you know, it was the very first one that they published, and I was chosen to be the cover for it. So I was very, like, you know, totally blown away by it. And, like I said, Score treats me really well. And
I heard a little rumor while we were in Jersey that you did. That you did a few scenes while you was there.
Well, I did. I shot a video, and Sally D'Angelo was in it. Dee Wise, Little Freak, Misty Blue, Big Max, Lusty Louisa, me. We did a video called The Queen of Spades, and I was the Queen of Spades. And my subjects went out visiting another whorehouse in the Queen of Spade land, and my merry maids just happened to find out and brought the two bad boys, the bad subjects, to me to be punished because they had caught them in another whorehouse. So I had to punish them. And let's see, how did it go? You know, we ripped their clothes off of them, and, you know, we made them suck on the toes and lick between the toes and lick up the legs and, you know, lick the pussy and the ass and, you know, just that kind of stuff. And then,
I'm so jealous. See, I know I should have kept my butt awake because, no, I mean, when I say that, because I'm always, you know, I always tell people I want to be on set. You know, I would love to be there when a scene is shot. And I'm so, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And
that would have been fun.
I always tell them I want, you know, I don't want to participate, but I just want to watch. And then I got told, like, the next day, you know, people are talking to me because I know people. And they're like, oh, yeah, and we shot a scene with them. I'm like, what? Ain't nobody call me? You know, I'm like,
well,
I'm
anyway, two of the guys, D Wise, I knighted him Sir Cock-a-Lot, and Little Freak, I dubbed him Dick Wonder.
Wow.
Knight Dick Wonder and Sir Cock-a-Lot were my two bad boys that were punished. And so I made them come all over my stomach, and then I had my fair maiden, Lusty Louisa, but the executioner was Sally D'Angelo, and she executed the cum, she made the boys come on command, or she was going to torture their balls. But anyway, they to make a long story short, and I don't want to give away all of the scenes, but they did come on my stomach, and my fair maiden, Lusty Louisa, came over, and I fed her all the cum, and she licked off my stomach and sucked up all the royal jelly. So that's what I call cum, is royal jelly.
Ooh. Well, definitely.
No, the
I'm
queen
have
bee,
to...
she has the royal jelly, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the royal jelly is magical. It does wonders for your skin. That's why nobody knows that I am a gilf.
Ooh. Now, explain to us your bio. I think I saw
uh-huh.
in your bio that you did your first anal scene not too long ago.
Yeah, I did it on set with Score, and Juan Largo took my cherry. Yeah. My ass cherry. Yep.
All I can say, I'm so jealous, you know.
I'd never had anal sex before. I mean, I tried it like a couple of times throughout my years and stuff, but it was always really painful. Well, you know, like I didn't really know that you had to really get prepared. I mean, I have a tight ass. I mean, I know that there are some chicks out there who can just, you know, get fucked in the ass. Well, I'm not one of those chicks. I have to, you know, kind of take care of business down there a little bit and wear a butt plug for, a couple of hours during the day and get it, like, stretched out a little bit. And, and then I'm good to go. So, yeah, Juan was the first guy who ever fucked me in the ass.
Like I said, I'm so jealous. You know, I'm sitting here right now, living vicariously through you. I'm like, wow. You know, you know, I'm serious. I could sit back. I'm just like, you know, wow. And I'm gonna tell you a little secret. It's not a secret no more. But I was telling him, I was like, you know, I interview a lot of different people,
right.
And I was telling him, I was like, you know, I'm really nervous interviewing her. I was like, even though I've been talking to her all weekend, I was like, I'm really nervous. You know.
Aww.
And it's not a bad nervous, it's a good nervous. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so nervous. I was like, I've been talking to her all weekend. You know, she's not intimidating, she's real nice. I was like, but I'm nervous about this interview.
Oh.
You know? And I think because, you know, when I read your bio, I was like, wow. I was like, well, I don't want to offend her because I'm good to say. I will have anything come out of my mouth. And I think after I got my, you know, after we do our shows, because of me doing so much, we come back and we critique what I did and how I'm doing with the selling and everything else, you know. And I was told that I guess the bitch was, the word bitch apparently was coming out full-fledged this weekend. So, you know, I was like, oh, my God, I don't want to offend her because I can't believe I'm saying bitch that much. You know, that's, you know, I was told, you know, that's not how you talk. And
that's,
I'm like,
no, that's fuck. That's great. I think it's wonderful. No, you're not. You definitely are not offending me, and, you know, I mean, I like to talk nasty, I like to talk dirty, and, yeah, no, let's
well,
get
I'm gonna
it on,
ask
baby.
You something. See, I'm really going to, now this is the one thing I got to ask, because I didn't read in your bio anywhere about you doing chicks. You know, it's okay to have the cock.
Uh-huh.
I didn't read nowhere. Have you done, like, an all-girl scene with no cock around?
Have I done an all-girl scene with no cock around? No. No. No, I unfortunately haven't. But I actually thought I was going to do that on Sunday, too. You know, but when you're at Exotica, it absolutely is exhausting and draining. Because I thought me, Lusty Louisa, Sally D'Angelo, and, you know, maybe Misty Blue or somebody else. I thought we were going to have an all-girl scene, but it just didn't work out that way, and neither did my bukkake. So it is really hard to shoot and do a convention. It's draining. So, but that's definitely next on my agenda. That's
I
definitely on my
that.
Agenda.
I mean,
and
that
then
was my
another shoot that I want to do. This is going to sound crazy. I don't know if I could find seven little dwarf men, but I want to do a fucking, like, you know, do fuck some dwarfs. Does that sound sick?
No, you know what? Think about it. This is, okay, I guess I'm sick too. Because if you got a dwarf, can you imagine just standing there getting your pussy out without having to move?
I know. You know, and I, thinking about this at Exotica, I would love to do like the seven dwarf thing, you know, where they kind of like carry me in and lay me on the bed, and then they're all jumping around me on the bed, and they're all whacking their little dicks. But, you know, they probably have really big dicks. Just because they're little doesn't mean they're not going to have big dicks. But anyway, and then one of the dwarfs kisses me on the lips, and I wake up, and it's a big, huge black guy.
Ooh.
Dwarfs around.
You know what? That is hot.
I think so, too. I would love to do a shoot like that. Why would you say
I would think that was weird? Because I'm like, you hear me say, like, you know, see, this is what I imagine. You know, I tell everybody I'm really, you know, as freaky as I am.
Uh-huh.
And I used to dance in a bar years and years and years ago. So I'm not really shy about my body, but I'm more conscious now because I'm not little no more. But I could, you know what, see, I'm the one who would love to be walking through the airport with a little one up underneath my dress because I always need a stress reliever. You know, let me just get through there. You know, can you imagine? That would put a brand new meaning to the Mile High Club.
Oh, God, yes.
Think about it. I mean, we already barely got room on the seats on the plane. So
yeah.
If you figure that you got one that small, who's really going to be paying attention? Especially if you get a one seat. I'm up here. I'm going to get in trouble because you get a window seat. I keep a blanket in my bag. I don't know about nobody else. I travel with a blanket and a pillow. So, definitely.
And my slippies because I have to take my shoes off.
So, I mean, wouldn't that be perfect? Brand new mean to Mile High Club. I mean, my question is it against the law to have sex on a plane?
Sex on a plane. It's just against the law for two people to go in the bathroom at the same time on the plane, I think, because, you know, they could be terrorists and they're going to...
But nobody said you couldn't do it until she didn't throw a blanket over you, right? I need to stop. The FAA going to be like, where is that Miss Vita toy lady? Next time she go on the plane, make sure she don't have nobody with her.
So, anyway, did you have any other callers that wanted to?
Randy wants to come back on. I told you I have conversations, and you never know what nonsense is going to come out my mouth. But
I know. Mine, too. Like I said, baby girl, I did a radio show, too, and I know exactly what you're going through. And when you say you can tweak yourself, you know, after to see what you could have done better or, you know, oh, I should have asked this. And, you know, it goes on and on and on, you know.
Well, I'm just uncensored and unfiltered. My biggest thing is that because I am a mom, so when you go through your whole life critiquing your children, okay, speak
mm-hmm.
this way, enunciate your words, don't do this, don't do that, and then you get on a radio show and – all of that proper English that I've raised my son and daughter to speak goes out the window. I've never used the word bitch, cock, and pussy so much in my life. I have never. So my daughter was looking at me. She's like, you know, you are really getting kind of raunchy. I said, Anne. And she got on me because I used to get on them. And I still get on them about really pronounce the words. It's ask. It's Dan. It's Ben. It's that. I'm very big on enunciating.
Uh-huh.
So for her to hear me not enunciating my words, you know, she looked at me and she said, where'd you get your college degree from? And I looked at her and I said, what do you mean? And she's like, you act like you have no training whatsoever. Who are you? And I looked at her and I said, listen, bitch. And that's when she was like, stop, mommy. And I don't know, a couple of people didn't realize that she was yelling mommy up in there.
Oh, really?
Because Pinky got caught off guard because Pinky was standing in front of her. And, you know, me and Pinky's hair are a little bit different in shades.
Uh-huh.
And She thought, she glanced over, really didn't pay attention to what Pinky was wearing, just kind of glanced. And she said, oh, my God, I almost called Pinky Mommy. And she told Pinky that. And Pinky said, that's really your mom? And she was laughing. And I had a few people ask me, why'd I have her there? And I'm like, why'd I have her there? She's working. I mean, she's 22. It's not like I had a 10-year-old up in there.
Yeah, everything, right. How old is she? I mean, she's
22. She's 22. So,
me
like
too.
I said, it's
yeah,
not like I had a baby up in there. But I think they just are shocked that there were quite a few of us who had our businesses, who had, we had our children with us, and I don't think they realized that a lot of the businesses are family affairs. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's not just that you're up in there. Some people hire people to come in, but a lot of us, you know, you bring your family because this is what you want. I want to be able to pass this on to my children. So, and it's just weird, you know, because people look at us, and I tell them, I gave my daughter her first drink on her 21st birthday. She actually got a chance to go clubbing with me. So we had fun. I tell everybody, if you want to see how crazy I act, try getting me in a bar with my daughter. And she didn't realize, she didn't know what happy hour was. So,
really? She didn't know what happened?
You know what? Being on a college campus, they really don't do happy hour like those of us who have 9-to-5s and, you know, regular jobs do. So she didn't understand. I had a fair that I had to go to. I was going to a birthday party for one of the people that I was trying to get to sponsor me. And they started
mm-hmm.
their party during happy hour. And I went to the bartender, and I, like, ordered a bunch of drinks. And I told her, let me pay for them, and then whatever my daughter wanted, I was like, just bring her this. And we had them paid for throughout happy hour. And my daughter said, I don't have no money for a drink. I said, don't worry, I took care of it. And she said, what do you mean? I was like, it's happy hour. And when she found out how cheap the drinks were and that
mm-hmm.
I had tipped the waitress, she looked at me and said, I like going out with you. I said, I just like to drink during happy hour because it's cheaper. So she learned what happy hour was. And she actually
well,
had fun.
Yeah, I
she
know. I like going out with my daughters, too. I have three daughters. And when we go out, I get hit on more than they do. And they're like, God, Mom, what's with you?
What
how
you
come all the guys
want
to dance with you? Well, why wouldn't they?
You know what? Our children never see us any other way other than your mom.
Right.
Go. Wait a minute, your mom, go in the kitchen, make me a sandwich, make me dinner, you know, wipe my nose, yell at me when I do something wrong. How dare you actually have people wanting to talk to you? Your mom or mommy.
Oh, yeah,
or, you know,
and,
whatever they call
and mom
us.
Getting wild and crazy. How could you do that, you know? Yeah, I know.
But I'm going to take Randy because I know Randy want to come with us, and I'm going to mess with Randy. Don't know. Now that I know he a slut. You know.
Yeah, he's a radio slut.
I'm bringing Randy back home. Oh, and the Naughty App Store is like laughing at us. And this is I think this is Stephanie from the Naughty App Store. I don't know which one it is, but I'm pretty sure it's Stephanie that's up in the chat room. And she's just laughing. She's having a ball. I try to tell everybody that I am uncensored. Hey, Randy, you are such a slut.
Wow,
yeah.
Fitness fan Jared just tweeted me a picture of all of his cum. Holy fuck. That
wow.
is what I call a load of cum.
Well, right. You are sexy to be 63. I'm telling you, you are sexy as hell. I want to look like you when I turn 63. As a matter of fact, I want to look like you when I turn 50. Forget 63. I want to look like you when I turn 50.
Oh, you're sweet, baby. Oh my gosh, I gotta retweet this here.
Well, I started telling people about getting. I told people I'm actually looking forward to getting my AARP card, and somebody told me they did. They was like, "What do you mean?" I was like, "Do you know discounts that people get when they turn 50?" I was like, "I can't wait."
Yeah, hell yeah! You get discounts on car insurance. You get it on hotels and travel.
You get free coffee
and,
at McDonald's. I don't even drink coffee, but. Like Denny's, you get free bread. I don't get nothing free, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm looking forward to AARP. They get better discounts than other people.
So what do you
yeah,
think
Randy.
About me?
Well, I'll be 50 next year, so I'll be looking forward to that.
Yeah, awesome. Well, happy birthday. Happy 50th birthday.
Well, next year, of course.
Next year?
Yeah.
What month?
December. December
21. So you're going to be 49 then this December?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
So you're on the cusp. You're between Sagittarius and
Capricorn.
Aquarius? And Capricorn, okay.
Capricorn.
You're a Capricorn.
No, I'm Sagittarius. I'm at the top.
You're on the cusp.
I'm at the bottom.
I was going to say you're on the cusp.
Yes. Yes, I am.
You know, you're moody. You are very moody then.
I'm not that moody.
Randy's a very emotional kind of guy. I've had him on my show before.
My son is a Sagittarius, believe me.
Oh.
I speak from firsthand experience.
Rita will always be my Tuesday night friend.
Yes.
Always. I don't care. She's always my Tuesday night friend, and Miss V is my new Tuesday night friend. My new friend on Tuesday nights.
Oh, my God. Stephanie saw the load. You posted that on Twitter because apparently the response from Stephanie from the Naughty App show, holy shit, that was a crazy load.
Oh, yeah. I just tweeted you, so I don't know if you can see it or not, but, yeah, it's a fucking huge amount of cum.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to look at it now. Oh, damn.
Busted nuts for Rita Daniels. Yeah.
That's some
I'm not sure what that is he's holding in his hand.
That's
but
what I was trying to figure out.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, my. Oh, would you believe, Rita, would you believe I have a copy of 60-plus MILFs in my hand right now?
Yeah?
Yes, I do.
Cool.
And
what are you doing with it? Where'd you get it?
Adult bookstore.
Oh.
And it came with sort of like DVD of some of the MILFs. Right now I'm sort of like looking for your picture. Your picture
yeah,
is here,
I think
so.
I'm in it. Aren't I on the cover of that? Not a big, but
on
I'm in one of the boxes.
Yeah, right on the lower left.
Yeah, I'm in there.
Yeah.
I'm actually promoting MILF Tugs in there, and then I think I'm with Shaggy and Sergio in that one.
And I'm looking at a three-way special with you and Lexi.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's in there. Yeah, oh, yeah, that's right. There's, like, three different scenes that they put me in there that I had been in with that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You got a 71-year-old in there. Oh, there you go. There you are. MILFTugs.com, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You're still a hottie.
She's beautiful.
You're still a fucking hottie, if you don't mind me saying so.
I would beat you if you didn't. No, only kidding.
Well, Randy, we will. I get to make this announcement because Rita knows that while we were in Atlantic City, they made the announcement for the next Exotica dates.
Yeah.
I mean, while we were in Edison,
right.
The dates for next year have been released. I only paid attention to two of them because one of them, it was a blur to me. But Atlantic City will be the weekend of April 11th through the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
Chicago will be the 11th through the 13th. And for anybody who's listening, Chicago will be a good show to come to. The reason being, the kickoff day of the show is my birthday. And despite my best wishes, I will be in Chicago for my birthday. And I will be having a ball. And that night, since it's the kickoff of the show, I'm going to be giving something special to anybody who remembers that it's my birthday, because we probably won't announce it unless Exotica does something crazy and says something about it. But Chicago, definitely Atlantic City, everybody come out and check me out. I will be there. The toy line will be out. And
well, the cool thing about Atlantic City is it's the Fanny Awards. And
yep.
I really wish that they would put, I mean, they have like MILF of the Year award and that, but I really wish they would put like GILF of the Year. You know, I think that, you know, we're being cheated that we don't have GILF.
Can you explain what a GILF is?
Grandmothers I like to fuck.
Oh, You know what? Make that suggestion to them.
I'm going to. Yeah, I'm definitely going to. I hope I get nominated.
That sounds like a good idea.
I want to get nominated for something. Anyway, I'm going to AVN Awards this year, too, in January at the Hard Rock. So that'll be fun. And I'm leaving next week, October 12th, I think it is, I'm leaving for the West Coast. I'm going to L.A., and I'm going to do some shoots out there. And then I'm going up to Seattle for a few days. And then I go to Fort Lauderdale for the Fort Lauderdale Boat Show, which is the 1st of November or something like that. And I'll be down there until the 9th, and I will be sampling out all the different hot tubs on the big, huge yachts while I'm down there.
Oh, wow.
Can I come ride with you? Can I?
Can I
just be, you know, I'll be your, you know, wait a minute, your travel assistant? You know, I'll be quiet. You know how they, you got that person that's just never say nothing, just travel with you? I'll be that one just with the big eyes looking like, wow, wow.
You can be my stylist.
Oh, and you know what? And I'm a licensed cosmetologist, so that will work.
Wow, that would be cool. Yeah, definitely.
You know, they say, I'll do your hair and your makeup. And, you know, they'll be like, where'd she come from? Be like, I thought she sold toys. No, that was her other job. She's Rita's personal stylist that's traveling with her now.
You're my stylist, baby.
We got to style her up real good. I haven't got the right bronzer and everything, you know, because the camera glow, which I didn't realize until I started doing photo shoots, that camera glow, if you don't have bronzer on, it can mess up a shoot.
Yeah.
I didn't know that until I did a couple of new photo shoots a few years ago, and the photographer made me go get bronzer because the glare was coming off. I was like, I'm brown. What do you mean, glare coming off? I'm brown. He's like, you need bronzer. I realized why I needed it, because I'm like, I don't need no bronzer. I'm, you know, I got enough color.
Hey, baby, not to change the subject again, but, you know, we're both ADD, so do you have, like, one of those mechanical cocks that goes in and out? I mean, you could turn it on and you can, you know, like, put it at
like
the end of your bed and it can fuck you back and forth.
I can get it. My distributor actually sells it because it's so expensive. I don't even put it on my site because, you know, that's one of those items that when people want it, that's a request item. But
yeah.
You know, I could send you the picture of it and you could tell me if you want it and I'll hook you up with a good deal.
Oh, yeah. Tweet it. Okay.
Because they definitely, I have to check to make sure they still got it. But, you know, last time I checked, they still had it because I looked at it and I started wanting to buy one for myself. And I said I would never leave my bed and I would get in trouble.
Well, I don't know if you, are you a cam girl? Do you do any cam?
No, I don't do anything. Everybody laughs at me because when I tell them that I don't do no camming, no anything, all I do is sell toys. And I've had people actually asked me, do I do scenes? And I told them, I was like, you know, if money get real tight, I might go on and take it off. But years ago, well, I take that back. When iFriends first came out years ago, when they still had dial-up,
yeah.
I did iFriends for a minute, but I don't know if it was the way that my camera was, but I had so many guys insult me that my feelings got hurt. And I was like, this isn't for me because, you know, the camera adds weight on. And when you're already a little big, you look bigger. And, I mean, I had some guys tell me to go find another pie to eat and that, it was so many insults that I got. Nobody was paying, but they were full of insults from seeing me.
Oh, really? Well,
I was like, I don't need to be insulted by people who I don't know. I mean, I could walk outside my house and get that for free. I don't need to lay on my bed at home and do it. You know, and I mean, they were really, and I don't know if it was just the guys that were on there, but, you know, it was just really, really hurtful. And I think, for one, I wasn't doing it really, you know, I was trying to be sexy, but my idea of sexy, you know, is not maybe what other people's idea of sexy is. And I wasn't selling toys then.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I was doing it, trying to get some extra money to pay some of my bills. And when they would ask me to do things, I would do it because I do use toys. I was using toys before I started selling them. And I just didn't get a good reaction. Like I said, I got my feeling.
How long ago is this? I mean, because if you go on Stimmate, they have, they've got lots of, you know, full-figured women on there doing camming. So I don't see why they would call you names. I really don't.
This was like in 2005 and 2006. Like I said, I still had, you know, the full-fledged high-speed internet like everybody has now wasn't even going good. I think I may have just gotten high speed because I still had dial-up also. And actually, I started when I had dial-up. And like I said, you know, I would put my camera on, and, you know, I would say that I'm going to be live doing shows. And, I mean, I had a couple of people that were regulars who did pay to see me, but I got more insults than anything, and it was just really hurtful. And like I said, I have a thick skin. But,
well, honey, I think you should try it now. I think you would get a completely different review. Things are way different today than they were in 2005. Believe me, that was the infancy stage of camming, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I would go on StreamMate.com and take a look at some of the girls on there, watch them a little bit. Because you can make some really good bank, and I think you would do really well. I honestly do. I wouldn't say that if I didn't truly mean that.
Well, thank you. Like I said, when I did it, you know, and like I said, when I did it, because I have, you know what, you saw me. I have no shame in wearing pretty much anything.
Right. Yeah, you're a
but
sexy
you know what?
Girl.
But now,
like I said, I think you would do really well.
And now
so
I'm at the stage where I just want to make sure I don't offend my other half. You know, as they say, back then I was single. Now, you know, I watch everything I do around him because, you know, as they say, I know that he's okay with what I do, but I know that he has made comments. He's like, you know, if I do a nude photo shoot, it's why you have to do a nude photo shoot. And I just love being in front of the camera. So I don't even if I do nude photos, I don't always do them to share. I do them because I love that camera. You know, I'm
well,
best friends
with
the
camera. Well, then you should have no problem camming. If you love
photo shoots. I love photo shoots. But you know what? We got the ADD going on again. You know what? Before we get deep into our ADD, because this is the one thing that I have to do, because nobody comes on my show without being able to promote themselves. Please let everybody know where they can find you. What's your website, anything that you got going on, because this is the one part of this is the one thing, every single guest, you're allowed to do this. I don't tell them. I want everybody to know your Twitter, your Facebook, your Instagram, whatever it is that you got out there, let people know how they can find you.
Well, you can go on my website, which is rita-daniels.com. You can find me on rita-daniels.cammodels.com. You can find me on Twitter, which is RitaDaniels69. I'm on Tumblr, which is RitaDaniels69. So that's pretty much, that's about all.
Well, you know, I just want to, that's the one thing, Randy can tell you, no one comes on my show without me allowing them to tell people where they're at, because that's part of what I do, you know. I'm not selfish, so I want everybody to know how to find you.
Oh,
so.
Sure, definitely. you don't do any commercials for anybody?
You know what? I have one commercial up that's my own commercial, and I'm going to start doing commercials for people. I'm still a baby with all this. Like, the website, the toys, I'm not a baby, and I've been doing this for almost 7 years. The radio show is brand new to me because I think I have a voice for radio. Actually, I was told by Gingerland when I was out in Vegas. Because I did. Were you out in Vegas this year for AVN?
I didn't go to AVN
I was out there. Radio Sex did like an impromptu interview with me. And they were like messing with me. Because they said, you do what? You sell toys? And they asked me what type of toy. And I just, with Christy Canyon and Gingerland, and you know, both of them are crazy, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like, well, you would like this, and they was like, oh, my God, you got a voice for radio, you are so sexy, and I had already been doing Naomi Banks' show a few times, so the producers from Radio Sex knew my voice just because of me calling into her show and me and her being friends, and I was like, well, I'm thinking about doing my own show, and they was like, do it. I did a lot when I was in Vegas. I did Radio Sex, Porn Star, Confessionals, and I did an impromptu interview with somebody. So I walk around, and people try like kind of catch me because I'm always – I go to Vegas to have fun, promote V's After Dark and have fun. That's what I do my whole time. And it's I like Vegas because I don't have to work. My form of working out there is more fun. I get to walk around and be cute. No booth, no restraint, free drink.
Well, I'm – when I AVN this year in January, I'm going to be shooting a video with Claudia Marie. Do you know who she is?
No, but I've heard that name before.
She's got humongous tits. She looks a little bit like Marilyn Monroe. She's got blonde hair anyway. We are going to shoot a video with Elvis Presley in his pink Cadillac. He's gonna pick us up, and we're gonna shoot a video with us sucking his cock in his pink Cadillac. And I don't know everything that we're gonna do yet. We haven't really brainstormed the whole thing out, but that's what I'm going to be doing in January when I go to AVN.
Well, I will make sure I see you because I will be flying in on Wednesday, so I will be there, and I'm there for the 4 days, so I'll fly in on and I know everybody said, you telling, yes, I fly in on Wednesday. I'm just not telling all y'all where my hotel is, but hotel reservations already made. I'm already locked and loaded for AVN for the 4 days because I have seminars to go to, but I will be doing my normal running and walking around. I tell everybody, look for the short redhead walking around. They're trying to get me down to the Hard Rock to hang out with them. So I'll probably spend more time at the Hard Rock than I will in my actual hotel. But that's because Mistress, I can't say that on the air, but put it like this, it's one of the bigger hotels on the Strip. I had to tell you privately because, you know, when people hear what hotel you in and they start like, oh, she going to be there.
Yeah, well, I don't mind telling everybody. I'll be at the Hard Rock. That's where I'm staying, and I have a blast partying at the bar down there. So,
well, I'll be partying there. I just always say, you know, I found out year before last, but before people knew who I was, I put out on Twitter that I was going to be at one of the hotels, and I think my picture had just gotten out there, and I had a few people like, oh, you're Miss V, and we're partying with you. And I'm like, I never said I was partying in my room, you know. And it kind of, it went from this is where I'm staying to there was a party in my room. And I didn't have that type of room where I could throw a party. And I was just like, okay, overwhelming, you know, step back. I got, you know, can't put where I'm at no more out there because I was saying it because somebody had asked me. And it wasn't really put out there saying I was partying. And some people thought that I was throwing a party at that hotel. And I'm like, no, you know, this is just where I'm staying in. You know, people weren't happy. So I was like, you know what? I was like, I won't put out publicly where I'm staying just because I don't want anybody to get the misinformation that I'm doing a party where this is just where I'm laying down my head and changing my clothes. You know, I'm not throwing a big party. You know, I'm going up in here to take, as they say, take the hair and makeup off for a minute and try to get 40 winks and get back up.
Right, yeah.
But that's the only reason why I don't put out where I'm staying at. Only if I was staying at the Hard Rock with everybody else, it wouldn't be an issue. But since I'm not staying at the Hard Rock, you know, I try to not tell people where I'm at because when I stay at one of the main, when I stay where AVN is at, I don't mind because then I'm blending in with everybody else. But when I'm at a different hotel, it's a little bit awkward because last year, I could say where I was at now because I'm not going back there this year. I was at the Monte Carlo. And I had a personal issue. You know, we all got personal lives. I had an issue with the bank come up while I was there. Some money got taken out that wasn't supposed to. So I'm in, you know, regular street clothes, but still naturally I'm promoting the business. And there was two couples on the elevator. And I talk to myself a lot when I'm thinking. I don't answer, but I do a lot of talking to myself because I'm brainstorming like, what I got to do. And I'm on the elevator and I'm talking. And they looked at me and I'm like, yeah, now I got to go work. And I'm not, you know, I'm just really talking. And then they saw me at the Hard Rock like a few hours later in my other clothes. And they were like, weren't we in an elevator with you? We didn't know you were somebody. And I'm like, really? You know, and I always tell people, I'm not really nobody. I'm just Miss V. You know, I'm another person that sells toys. It's just me. I'm not nobody special. And I end up taking pictures with these couples. And they were like, you sell toys and you didn't tell us and you were on the elevator. I was like, yeah, I'm a normal person too. So. You know, in that case, it was not bad because they didn't know who I was and they found out down at the Hard Rock who I was. But I'm sure that if they would have realized that I was going to the Hard Rock with all that talking, they probably thought I was a crazy woman because I was really upset and I'm talking to myself and I'm like, and I got to do this, and I got to do that, and I'm like, I got to take the rental car back, and I'm going to do this. You know, the conversations that we have with ourselves when we try to take care of business and we got everything done in order. So it was kind of crazy, and I was like, I think if they would have known beforehand who I was or that I was going down to the Hard Rock, they may have asked me if I needed a drink or something. Because it was crazy. But, no, I have fun. You know, I have so much fun, though, because I get to hang out with people. Like, I don't know, have you ever been on the Poppy Chulo show?
No.
You should be on. I'm going to have Poppy Chulo contact you.
Okay.
Poppy Chulo is out of Miami, and he is so sweet. And he was actually in Vegas, so I got a chance to see the Cirque du Soleil that's at New York, the one with all the sex in it.
Uh-huh.
I got a chance to go see that with him and Thunder from Down Under and Chippendales. I got a chance to do all these shows with him while I was in Vegas. Plus, I got a chance to party free, and I was at all the parties. And I had a ball with him and then a whole bunch of other people. I always end up with, like, some – I'm always either with Sammy Brooks, Miss Cleo.
Oh,
I'm never
I love
alone there.
Brooks. When were you with Sammy Brooks? I interviewed her on my show. She is – a character.
She is so nice. She is like,
yeah, what does she call her cam buddies? Do you remember? Sex monsters. That's what it
yeah.
is. Sex monsters.
Her
yeah.
are sex monsters. Those are her, the people who follow her are her sex monsters.
Yeah, right.
And she is so nice. I love Sammy. I met her about 3 or 4 years ago, and she's the only person who I walk up to. You know, you were talking about people grabbing boobs. She is
oh, yeah.
the only person when I walk up to her, I look at her, and I give her that look, and then I got to grab her boobs. And I always, you know, I do it because that's how we actually talk to each other, because we grab each other's boobs.
She was supposed to get new tits in August. Have you seen her or talked to her since then?
No, when I talked to her, it was before August. She was on the show, and she had actually just moved. She was in the process of moving into her new place when I talked to her, so it had to be about March or April when I talked to her because she was moving into her new place and she was on the show.
To Las Vegas?
No, she was still in Cali, I believe.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can't remember if she was moving to Las Vegas or whatever, but I do know that she was going to get new tits in August. So
her tits were already fabulous. She needed new ones.
I guess she's had them for, like, you know, from what I remember her telling me, she's had them for like 12 or 13 years, and she needed them plopped up a little bit. They were starting to sag a little bit, so.
Because I was like, those tits are fabulous, you know. I haven't gotten brave enough to, I just want mine lifted. I really don't want anything put in. I just want them lifted because mine are hanging down from having two children.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I like the size. I just want them back lifted up so they're back a little perky.
Yeah, you
that's
could
all
do
I
that.
Want. I, you know, and everybody said, that's all you want? I was like, yeah, that's all I want. I was like, I like the size they are. I just
mm-hmm.
don't like the, you know, I always picture that woman on the cartoon, you know, the granny who's walking around with the cane and she's bending over and her titties are hanging out farther than stuff.
<Yeah.
laughs> That's how, you know, I'm like, you know, God. And then I always look at my daughter. I was like, this is your fault. I nursed you for 14 months, you know.
Well, baby, I had 4 kids and breastfed all of them, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
You know, I tell them, I was like, I know I'm a cow, you know, and I say that affectionately when people tell me, they was like, why you say that? I was like, I am. I was like, I am the cow. I was like, when my son and daughter saw me, it was moo.
Feed oh,
me.
Yeah.
Moo moo, you know.
Booby, give me the booby.
Well, the one that was with us, she nursed until she was 14 months old, you know. So I'm like,
yeah.
I tell them, when you look at me, you know, my son and daughter don't see what other people see. They was like, chocolate milk, vanilla. You know,
yeah.
No, yeah. You know. They pick whatever flavors. But you know what? We're down to the. We have talked so much. See, I love having conversations because, see, when you do a regular interview, it's not a regular interview, so boring. You'd be like, okay, what's the next question? What's the next question? We'd have had the conversation about booby milk. I'm sure some people done got offended. Somebody probably said booby milk. Yeah, we done had the milk conversation, the breast conversation, the MILF conversation, I found out what a GILF was. So definitely, you know, got to be talking to Adrian and them about that. And
yes,
we know. And but you got to tell me the one question. What is your favorite toy?
My favorite toy, you know, I have a special glass dildo, and it's got a little bit of a curve on it, and it fucking gets my G-spot so good, and it just makes me fucking squirt like Niagara Falls. I love it.
Wow.
It's one of my favorite toys, yeah.
And,
you know,
I got,
and then my Hitachi, you can't forget about electricity.
I love the Hitachi. That's like my best friend. And,
yeah.
You know they've got the attachments now to the Hitachi.
The Hitachi and a glass dildo at the same time. Oh, my God.
I was going to say, I asked all my guests, like, totally off-the-script questions. And so I have to ask you because I don't discriminate. Damn, okay, ADD is a bad thing. Okay, here I go. I'm back. Do you squirt?
Yeah.
Are you a light squirter or one of them?
No, I'm a pretty heavy squirter. Yeah, I did a DVD. It's called Interracial Squirting Cougars, and it's me and Danny Black, he's the producer of the DVD, but I can't remember the other three chicks that are on it with me. But anyway, it doesn't matter.
As I said, that question was answered. The raincoats, okay, everybody, pull out your raincoats when you come to Rita Daniels, because raincoats, the goggles, you know, all that. You know.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
One day I make him. It's really, you know what, right now, as they say, you know, whenever you're in a relationship and you think about doing something new, you also have to take into account that person that you're with. So if I do decide to cam again, since you're right, it is different from when I was camming before, I would really talk to him. I would never disrespect our relationship, you know, and that's what a lot of people don't realize. You have to still respect your relationship. So some things that you might want to do, if it disrupts
you have to respect your relationship. Yes, I agree with that. But you also have to be in a relationship that's going to build you still, you know. Just because you're in a relationship doesn't mean you should stop living or stop experiencing new things. And, you know, I think that if it's something that you want to do, then he should be supportive of it.
You know what? He was right there, and he you saw him, you know, he was just sitting back, you know. I think other people who bring their significant others or mates with them, you know, they might not be able to handle the fact that, you know, I don't know how many people walked up and hugged me, and, you know, and he was just like, hey, what's going on? You know, and the beauty of it is that he's in the music industry. So there were people who knew him but didn't know me. And it was kind of funny because that's the first time, believe it or not, that's the first time we've ever been in public together at an event like that.
Really?
He's in the music industry and I don't go around. And with this, he doesn't come around. And we do that intentionally because we want to make sure that each one of our, what we choose to do, that one doesn't outshine the other. What they're doing, and that's something that we did when we first got together, and I tell everybody, it's worked great for us. This was the first time that he was at an event like this with me, so he got a chance to see the craziness. And I tell him, we have fun with it, you know. He just kind of looked at me, he's like, yeah, now I see why you want me to come. And that's because I need to critique it on what I'm doing.
I think that's a really good plan, because most people don't go to their husband's work or their wife's work with them. You know, and just because you're in the sex industry, toy industry, you know, it's still your job and your livelihood, and I don't think he should come to it. I mean, Exotica is a different ball game. I mean, because that's definitely fun to go to. So I can understand why you brought him to that. But
I wanted him there because we got the booth and then doing the seminars. And, you know, I wanted him to see, because this is like our bread and butter. So when it's your bread and butter, you got to sit there and say, hey, you know, Come on, somebody got to start buttering this bread. You know, I can't keep doing it by myself. And we, like I said, we had fun. For us, it was a different experience because I think he saw that I was like, oh, my God, he's here. I never worry about what I'm saying or doing, but I'm really conscious around him because mm-hmm. I tell everybody that having my daughter there is one thing, but I got my daughter and my other half there. So it's
yeah.
like crazy because my
yeah.
assistant, I quit taking with me. And everybody asked me why I quit taking my assistant, but my assistant is a single parent, so he can't always get out to these events. So I was like, okay, you guys to come, you know, we got to have you. And we had fun, though, you know, I'm not going to get it said. We had fun, but he was predicting. He's like, you're not going to that party because I kept telling everybody I was going to the different parties. Him and my
mm-hmm.
daughter were making bets on what time I was going to go to sleep. We got to the car. I'm like, yeah, I'll be back to that car party. We got to the hotel. I said, I'm too tired. I'm not going back out. And
I know. We did that. I guess it was Saturday night. We were supposed to go over to the after party over there, and me and Sally, and, oh, God, our feet were just killing us, and we had a little bite to eat, and we're like, let's go up to our room. So we actually sat in the hot tub for a little bit and went to bed. We couldn't even find food
because, you know, we stayed 20 minutes from the convention center, so we could not find food, and we got so mad.
I know. There's not much in Edison, New Jersey.
Oh, my God. That's the one thing. For anybody from Edison who's listening, how the heck do y'all get around? See, I'm from Detroit. We have
uh-huh.
liquor stores that are open at 2 in the morning. We can find food 24/7 here. I've never been any place where I could not find food.
No,
I'm a mean person when I can't find food.
I know. Well, there is a 24-hour diner that we went to on Friday night because I hadn't eaten anything like at 7 o'clock in the morning. I had a bowl of cereal and then packed up to go down there. And it was like, and then I did the shoot. So it was like 2 o'clock in the morning I was going to try to find food, me and Sally. And it wasn't the best, but at least it was something.
Okay,
I was
we
got to
wrap
sugar.
Up. Rita, I'm sorry, because we've been talking. We are down to 50 seconds. So I got to say thank you. But
maybe.
You know what?
Well,
you
got
to come back on, because you
yeah.
know we have a good conversation. And you know what? We'll set this up, and we'll just chit-chat, and we'll tell everybody, like Randy, to listen in on our conversation. And, you know, Randy, I know you already came, so I ain't got to worry about coming tonight. But I got to say thank you to everybody, and Rita, thank you. And I'm going to talk. Actually, I'm going to tweet you my number so we could talk. And, you know, we got to hang out in Vegas. I like you. I like the city.
Definitely, we will. V and Randy,
yeah.
It was such a pleasure finally catching up with you again. And we will chat soon, huh?
Okay.
I will DM
you
tomorrow,
you
Rita.
All righty.
And
some kisses, everybody.
Bye.
Have a great night. Bye-bye.
What dreams.
Mm.
Bye.
Okay, everybody, that was it. We had a great show tonight. Oh, my God, I've got to thank Rita Daniels for coming on, and I've got to thank, you know, we just had so much fun, and Stephanie from the Naughty App Shop. Oh, my God, thank you, guys. And for those of y'all who say, isn't the show over? Yes, the show is over. You know, I'm going to take a few questions from Randy. The show is over, but we still have time recorded, you know. So, Randy, don't say nothing too bad, but I'm going to bring you back on. And, Stephanie, this is a time where if you want to type some questions in, you know, ask me a few questions. I'm going to give you guys about 10 minutes, you know, and I'm back on.
Yeah.
Okay, Randy, you still there? You know, I know
I'm still here.
I know. So, Stephanie, this is your time. She's like, bummed. I'm through with you. But got whatever questions you got, you know, because, you know, normally I would come on the air and Rita did it for me tonight. But, you know, I'm glad. Like I said, I know this is still recording. We have, like, I think 20 or 30 minutes of extra live time. So you sent me a message that you were sick this weekend?
Yes, I was. I was sick. I wasn't feeling well this weekend.
So you didn't make it to your class reunion?
Nah, it was the weather. I mean, it was hot. It was 90 degrees. I mean, it got 70 degrees 1 week, and then the weekend just got 90 degrees. I just wasn't feeling well. I think it's the weather change.
I'm sorry to hear that.
But I'm okay. I'm just taking it easy.
Yeah, I found out that Edison, New Jersey is not where I need to be trying to hang out at. I've never been to, like I said, I'm from Detroit, and here in Detroit, let's say that I don't care where you stay at. You could stay in one of the suburbs. I mean, I'm going to give an example of a suburb that's really out. Like, I'll say you could stay in Belleville, which is really outside of the city of Detroit. It's even past the airport. You can be in Belleville, which is 10 buck fucking two. But guess what? You can find food in Belleville. You can find anything at 2 in the fucking morning. I've never been, it's a straight shot. I've never been to a city that 5 miles is 20 minutes to get someplace. Everything else, like, if it's 5 miles from my house to get to something or 5 miles anyway, that's 2 or 3 minutes via car for me. Well, Edison, New Jersey doesn't have that luxury. You know, you got to go through all these side, back streets, neighborhoods and everything. And I was like, oh, my God, this is crazy. Very crazy. I'm sure it's a halfway decent place to live. But for me, hell to the no. Because, like I said, when I get off this show right now, if I feel like having some food, guess what? I live in a residential neighborhood, but I can go 2 blocks up and 4 blocks down, and I've got a Burger King and a Coney Island that's open 24 hours. And if I go like a half a mile the other way, I got McDonald's and a fish place and a White Castle and a Wendy's and a Popeye's Chicken.
Yes.
And that's open. And if worst of the worst, I got the 24-hour CVS, and I got the 24-hour Rite Aid that's open, and then I got a 24-hour grocery store. I mean, the only thing we can't buy after 2 a.m. is liquor. You know, but I think if you want your drink on, you're going to find your drink before 2 a.m. anyway. But food, we find 24/7. I've never been someplace where I couldn't find food. And delivery, I've never been someplace where people don't deliver after 11 p.m.
That's crazy. Wow. Oh, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. So it was. I had paused. I'm listening to you because all I'm thinking is this was crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. But let's see. Trying to think of something to talk about for.
So how did you like Rita being on the show?
I love Rita being on the show. I mean, when I went on Twitter and went on your page and DM'd you, I just look at your page and say, Rita Daniels is going to be on the show and say, I got to call her. I got to call your show. I had to call your show. And I had to talk to Rita because we haven't spoke to each other, about a couple months.
I've got to get back on. You know, normally my shows are booked a month and a half out, and because of everything going on, I don't have my guests lined up. So actually, probably within the next week or so, you'll be able to go onto the Blog Talk page and see all my future guests again. Because I'm going to actually book up until Christmas Eve. There will be no show, and New Year's Eve there will be no show.
Uh-huh.
And I think I'm going to do one or two shows before I go to Vegas. I know there's a show the day before I go to Vegas because I leave out that Wednesday morning. So I will be live on the air that night before. And what I'm thinking about doing, and I'm not going to promise any of my listeners, but what I'm thinking about doing is doing the show from Vegas, but I don't normally take my laptop with me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still up in the air. I may... I got to learn how to do it, but what I may do is I may record some shows. I think I just need a portable recorder.
Yes.
And I'll upload it. So I've got to learn how to do all that, but I'm thinking that's what I'll do for the Vegas shows, that I'll record them, and I may do a couple of weeks when I come back where instead of it being a live show, that it'll be a podcast.
Because
I haven't done any podcasts, and I want to kind of start doing podcasts. So that I'm not constantly live on the air where I could still have you guys being entertained with different things.
Okay. Yeah, that would be cool. Yeah, that would be a cool one for you. I mean, I think your show will do well. I know your show will do well.
So, you know, for Vegas, because, like I said, we're going to take that little two-week break, which will be the first break I've taken with this show, because our one-year anniversary is coming up in February. So I didn't want to take a break before then, but because of the way the holiday falls this year, the holiday falls on a Wednesday, and
yes,
there is no way, you know, I will not ask anybody to listen to my show on Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve. I don't care what's going on. You know, I don't expect a big audience. You know, I'm sure there are some people who would be listening, but I just don't think it's fair to even think I'm going to get that type of audience when I could say, listen, two-week hiatus is not going to kill me. You know, what I'm thinking about doing is, like I said, if I could figure out how to do the podcast, I'll have a show running, which means,
yes,
I'll be at the computer. I may get on and I may say, hey, you guys sit back and listen and play that show, because I know I could do that. And if people have questions, I'll open up the chat room, but I won't physically be live on the air, you know, unless there are some people who have some questions. I may interrupt every now and then while the podcast is going. I don't even know if I could do it while the podcast is going and come on and say you're listening to this or whatever.
Right.
But that's what I want to do for those two shows. That way, if people want to listen, they can listen. If they don't, you know, it's not the regular show. I just got to get back into the swing of it. After the 20th, I'll be fully back in, because I won't have anything else going on other than my seminar. But we are going to have the owner of the Toy Closet on. I'm definitely getting her on, and we're going to get the owner of Gold Rillas, the Mill Enhancer. He's
mm-hmm.
going to be on. Those are two guests I'm definitely going to have. We're going to get them before the end of the year. I'm going to try to get the owner of Twisted Cherry on.
Yeah.
And those three guests, we're going to be giving recaps of Exotica. You know, I'm going to have a conversation about Exotica. And my hope is to get the sales director from Exotica on. That's
mm-hmm.
going to be a really hard one, even though I know that he'll probably agree to it. I don't want to make any promises, but I'm going to try to get him on the show. And I think that would be a great way of us promoting Exotica, since I am going to do April. I am going to do July. I'm not going to do Fort Lauderdale, you know, and that's the big thing, letting everybody know where we're going to be, since I've got, as they say, I've got, what, 6-7 months to promote Exotica, and that's going to be my new focus, letting everybody know that I am going back to Atlantic City. You know, and I think I'm going to do a FundMe. I don't know if I could do it on Amazon. Somehow I'm going to try to see if I could get people to help pay for this. You know, why does the fan pay for other things? You know, if a fan will pay for a pair of Christian Louboutins, I figure a fan can help pay for me to go to Atlantic City, okay?
Let me ask you something, and this is sort of like a little bit of a sort of like trivia thing for you. Can you name some African American porn stars from back in the day? I say like the 70s.
Other than Vanessa Del Rio.
Other than Vanessa Del Rio.
That's about it for me, because I really, because as they say, I grew up in a very traditional household, and my dad mistakenly left that one bit of porn around. Like I told you, the first porn I saw was Young Lady Chatterley, which was more of a true movie.
Yeah.
You know,
a mainstream.
You know, and then I learned about Vanessa Del Rio from The Devil and Miss Jones. And that was also another movie with a plot, but it was about sex. You know, so anybody that was before that, because even now, even though I deal with the adult industry and I'm right there with it, because I'm into girl-on-girl sex, which everybody
mm-hmm.
laughs about, I don't pay no attention to nothing else. And then, like, you know, my goal next year actually is to start producing content. So I'm really trying to find out. I'm trying to talk to the right people in the industry, because that is my goal. I don't like what's out there right now.
Let me give you three names that you can Google and research. Johnny Keyes, who played in the movie Behind the Green Door in 72. Desiree West, who I first heard of her in the movie Sex World. And Angel Kelly.
Johnny Keyes.
Desiree West. And one more I can think of, Angel Kelly. Angel Kelly, who did porn in the early 80s.
Okay.
She's still considered a classic. She falls into that classic category.
Yeah, because, like I said, you know, a lot of people laugh at me. They're like, why do I want to do content? And I'm like, because the content that's out there, I don't like. You know, and
yes.
I don't think that the producers realize that somebody like me, yes, I'm heterosexual. I love my man, you know.
Of course.
But I love watching girl on girl, but I don't like the girl on girl that's currently out there. And there's movies are they've gone to walk in, fucking suck versus it being a purpose behind it or what leads up to this. Because I'm sorry, I don't know nobody who just look at a person and drop their panties. It's, you know. I'm just
like
being honest.
I know what you mean, because I like the storyline. I mean, back in the day, they had the storyline, then the sex in between. We're right, today is just sucking
fuck. The Devil of Miss Jones had a story. The Devil of Miss Jones, the reason why I was the Devil of Miss Jones was because Miss Jones committed fucking suicide, and she went to hell. And, you know,
yeah.
Young Lady Chatterley was her, you know, being in this beautiful country setting, fucking the damn gardener. You know, it was just, it had a purpose and it made you want to watch it, and they've gotten away from that, but I think they've gotten away from it because people aren't saying what they want. And they're not listening. And I think now is the time to sit there and start going back with plots. And I mean, I know that it could be done. I have no doubt about it. But, you know, then you got to have people who could really act. I mean, now let's get real. Most of
I mean, now they get anybody. I mean, they get anybody out on the street to do porn. Anybody. People you ever heard of before in your life. We're just so, like, fucked up in a way.
But that's why I said, when you look at it, a lot of the people in the adult industry cannot act. You know, and that's why when they say they want to go mainstream, they have a hard time. I'm sorry, but you can't fucking act. Therefore, what makes you think that you can do anything other than porn when you can't act worth shit? You know, all you could do is spread your legs and fucking moan.
Yeah.
But give you a plot and give you a script and tell you what you need to do. You know, and like I said, I think that if it's done tastefully, it could be done. And, I mean, that's something that I'm working on behind the scenes because I do think that porn has gone to a different level. I think porn has gotten very raunchy, and that's why people are downloading so much. I think when you have a true movie that has a script, I mean, come on, let's do a two-hour fucking porn movie. Yeah, it's going to be mostly sex, but have a plot with it, you know.
But like I said, that one behind Devil Miss Jones and Deep Throat, those are 2 main examples right there.
Mm-hmm.
Another one. That's another one. Deep Throat's the same thing. It has a plot. Of course, it has sex, music, and all that other bullshit. And the director who did Deep Throat is the same director who did Miss Jones, which were both very good movies back in the day.
And like I said, I remember Devil and Miss Jones. You know, as a matter of fact, they did Devil and Miss Jones too. You know, they had a sequel to that, and you had different actresses and everything. You know, you didn't have the same people. And I think Devil and Miss Jones, too, is where Ron Jeremy was at.
Yeah, and Georgina was on that, too. Georgina was on that movie, too, but only for a few minutes, and then that's it. I remember seeing Devil and Miss Jones, too. Georgina was only there for a few minutes, and then Split. That's the movie. The rest of it is just... Oh, man, how could I say it? Crappy to me.
Well, the Devil Miss Jones 2 wasn't strong enough. You know, it's kind of hard to make a sequel about being in hell, and you're calling it 2 where you should have said, you should have did it like they do some of these other movies. You know, instead of them calling it the Devil Miss Jones 2, they should have went and said, hell is going over or something, you know, hell freezes over. They should have given it a different name because you did not. No, I'm serious. If you would have given it a different name, instead of saying the Devil of Miss Jones 2, maybe you could have focused on how somebody else got to hell. Because you know how she got to hell. But you could have, remember, and this is a regular mainstream movie, it's not a porn movie, but remember the movie Pandora's Box that came out a few years ago?
Yes, yes.
Now, you know there's two other parts to that movie.
I did not know
You've
that.
Yes, it's actually a, what is it? It's three movies, because you had, but, because it's trois. And it's actually Trois 1, Trois 2, and Trois 3. Trois 2 is Pandora's Box.
Uh-huh.
Trois 1 actually has Kenya Moore in it.
Right.
And Trois 3 has that young man, what is his name? His last name is Washington. He's a very slender man. And it has the chick who was on Zane's Sex Chronicles series. The one who actually played Zane on Zane's Sex Chronicles was in Trois 3.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of people don't know that there's actually three movies to that, and I have all three of them. And that's a prime example of doing, you have the prequel to Pandora's Box, which is, that leads right to Pandora's Box. I actually like it because one of the actresses, the actress that plays in Trois 1 plays in Pandora's Box.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of people don't catch that. She kind of leads into it. So it's one of those things where you do a series of movies like that without having the same actors and actresses, because they didn't go to all three movies. And it's one of those where, you know, you could do a porn series like that where you've got that main movie, like Pandora's Box was the one everybody knew about, but you had two other ones that went straight to DVD that were just as good.
Oh, let me mention this. A few years ago, I think it's about 2005, and I think I heard of this a few years ago. Did you know that they did a remake of The Devil and Miss Jones?
No, I did not.
Yeah, well, they did a remake of The Devil and Miss Jones. They had a blonde person playing Miss Jones. They have a whole different lady play Miss Jones, and once again, Georgina Spelman was in it. She played a non-sex part. She played a maid.
Mm-hmm.
That was the last. I think that was the last porn movie Georgina ever did. Except this one, she did a non-sex part. If you want to Google it, yes, I would say Devil and Miss Jones. Think about 2005, 2006 remake. I think it's directed by Paul Thomas, I believe.
Well, like I said, if everything goes the way I want to direct some porn, but I want to, like, girlfriend films I don't like. Girlfriend films are supposed to be strictly for women. I'm sorry, no disrespect to you, Randy, you're a man, but how the fuck can a man direct all female films when you don't know what the fuck I want? Seriously. You're calling it girlfriend film.
I mean, it makes perfect sense. Have a girl direct the movie.
But the producers and the directors are not women. They're men. They've come up with the case girlfriend films. They've got all women. But I've looked at them, and I'm like, first of all, you don't have no black pussy up in there. Second of all, again, it's just about, it doesn't get to the plot of anything. I got plenty of lesbian friends, plenty of bisexual friends, plenty of dyke friends, and I can tell you that I have yet to meet any of my dyke friends or my lesbian friends, and they just meet a person and start eating their pussy. It just don't happen like that. I've never heard of any of my dyke friends saying they met a bitch and they decided to rape her and do a gangbang on her. I just haven't met. It just hasn't happened. And like I said, I know a lot of them. And, you know, what they're portraying, I don't like, you know. I would like to, you know, I would love to produce a movie where I had a plot where, you know, you got a couple out, you know, maybe they at a club, and he's whispering in her ear, you know, maybe we should try doing a threesome. And they looking around this club, and they pick a chick, and, you know, they ask her if she want to go back with them. You know, have a whole thing. You know, yeah, at the end of the day, it's going to be a whole lot of sex, but have people saying, wow, well, what are they going to do and what's going to lead up to it, and have them getting rejected in the club and, you know, everything, the whole thing that really happens. And then taking the person back.
Well, let me tell you something. If you ever decide to produce or direct the movie, let me know. I'll be the first one to buy it.
But like I said, that's something that I would like to do. And, I mean, it's on my horizon, just like Rita asked. You know, and she asked me, why wouldn't I cam? You know, when I was telling her about respecting my relationship, you know, there's supporting your relationship, but there's also respecting it. And if your mate does not want you doing it,
yes,
what do you value more, your mate or that money?
Yeah.
And, you know, I value my mate more. I can always get money, but I can't always get a mate that's going to support what I do.
Right.
You know, and the money is great, but, you know, I tell everybody, you know, this was the first time he ever did it. And like I said, this is the first time we've ever been seen in public together in a public venue.
Wow.
And people knew who, you know, people, because he's a behind-the-scenes guy, but there were people from the industry. Pinky knew who he was. A lot of behind-the-scenes people. It's like, wait a minute, you here? You know, and then he's like, yeah, I'm here with her. And they like, you know, some people was like, oh, well, you managing her, whatever. And, you know, I kind of looked at some people like, hold up, he's not managing me. This is my other half. This is us. You know, and then there were people who knew me who didn't know that me and him was together. And they're like, you never said this who you were. Okay, you never asked me.
Uh-huh.
So it was interesting because he didn't know how to react to people not knowing that, you know, he finally understood when I said that a lot of people don't know we're together. Because he assumed that people knew we were together because he talks about me. Well, I only refer to him as my other half. I don't use his name. Because I don't want my name to be associated with the music industry, and I definitely don't want anyone in the music industry coming to me later on saying I wouldn't make the money that I make if it weren't for the music industry, because the music industry did not build this business.
Uh-huh.
And then I also don't want the same thing for him. I don't want, because of what I do in the adult industry, to roll over and they say, you know, some people are mean in general. I don't care how young or how old, people are mean. And they love to come back, well, you wouldn't be making this if it wasn't for that. So being able to say we hold our own individually is a good thing for us. So when people are just not seeing us in public, you know, it's like, wow, y'all together? Yeah, we're together. You know, and it's strange for people because I'm my alter ego and he's him, and they're like, y'all together? And it's like, yeah, you know, because what he sees is me at home. You know, he sees, you know, as they say, the whole wifey image. I take care of home. I do what I'm supposed to. He don't see Ms. V every day. He might hear Ms. V on the radio, but he don't see Ms. V every day because Ms. V has a job. Ms. V is a job. Ms. V is me, and I am Ms. V. But when we're at home, you know, I'm wifey. I'm cooking, I'm cleaning, I'm taking care of things. You know, as they say, I'm wifey. Wifey is doing what wifey needs to do.
Yes.
And a lot of people forget that. You know, they say, how can you do it? I'm like, well, it works very well because I'm in Detroit and people don't know who I am. You know, we're not in L.A., we're not in New York. It works great for us. And a handful of people who know who I am, they'd be like, oh, she just sells toys. That's how they look at me. Oh, she just sells toys. You know, they don't think about that I'm a radio personality. They don't think about the fact that, you know, when I leave up out of here, it's like, damn, that's Miss V. You know, because he saw people like, damn, you know, people from New York and different places, you know, the guy she's talking about, little freak, he walked up behind me. He wasn't in the booth when he walked up, and I was bent over. Well, little freak knows me well enough to know that I won't punch him. And he walked up and slapped the shit out of me. He's like, oops, don't tell your man I did that. I looked at him. I was like, you know your ass. And everybody, you know, people were with him. They was like, he must know her because they was waiting. You know, you don't walk up on a black woman and tap her ass. You don't do that. I don't care what said you can. Not if you don't want to die.
Hey,
you know,
black woman
so,
crazy. I know. You don't have to tell me that. I know. You know, black people go crazy on their asses.
You know, so he walked up on me and he did that, and I did that immediate turnaround. And I looked at him. He's like, "What's up?" I was like, "You know what? You know you're lucky." So that's one of those things where, you know, like little freak knows me as Miss V, but then my man knows me as wifey. So, but then the owner of So Sincere Entertainment, Anthony B, he knows me as both. You know, he knows me from the wifey side, because he, you know, he's known for a while who I'm with. So he knows that, you know, that's wifey. And he's seen me outside of my makeup. So, you know, he's like, oh, I see he here. You know, and he's one of the few people who has seen me both with and without makeup, you know, and laughs about it. You know, because as they say, he's seen my whole wifey image. And, you know, he's like, people, if they only knew. I was like, yeah, it's hard. You know, it's work becoming this, but it's fun.
Yes.
You know, it's just like with my daughter. You know, she has her significant other at home, and she comes out there. And the difference is that her significant other don't like the industry. So she has restrictions put on her now. He don't want her taking pictures with people. He don't want her doing certain things.
Right.
And I told him, stop that shit. This is work. But he's not allowed to come to any of our events.
Oh, let me ask. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Wait, go ahead.
Are you there? Okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, you're from, like I say, you're from Detroit. I always wanted to ask this. Have you ever been to Motown Studios? You know where Motown Studios are, what used to be the Motown Studio. There's now a museum.
Midtown.
Yes. Did you ever went there when it was a living, breathing studio in your childhood, in your youth?
Actually, it had closed when I got here. We moved here in 73, and they had already moved to L.A.
Okay.
They had already moved to, they had moved everything to L.A. by the time we got here in 73.
Yeah. But I'm just asking that because you're from Detroit, and me, I never been to Detroit, but I do did my homework on Motown, and I like the music, and I still do. I mean, Motown today sort of like suck.
Well, Motown is no longer Motown. I mean, the reason why Motown was started because Michigan has a certain sound, and you know, well, everything that's going on. Motown was started for Black people, plain and simple. Let's get it clear.
Yes.
You had, was it, RCA Records was out there, which you had a few Black people work for RCA. Is it RCA or A&R, who, what is his name, Ray Charles worked for?
Atlantic,
okay. So
Atlantic Records.
Atlantic was for the white people, and Motown, when they came about, was for Black. You really didn't have, you know, when Atlantic, if Atlantic signed a Black person, they had to be the shit. They didn't assign any garbage.
Right.
You know, and that's why Ray Charles got with them, because he was the shit, you know.
Yes.
So when you look at, but nobody was really catching on to the Motown sound, you know. That's why you got Stevie Wonder, the Four Tops, the Spinners, Mary Wilson, all those people
Mary
came
Wells
out of Motown. You
yes
know, you got all of them that came out of Motown. But the whole thing is that the best thing Berry Gordy did and the worst thing he did was moving Motown out of Detroit. Now, what I would like to see, but since he's just a figurehead, he's no longer really running Motown, would be for Motown to move back to Motown. You know, say, fuck it, we're going to get rid of this L.A. scene. We're moving back to Motown. We're going to bring the studios back. You know,
back to the roots, yes.
You, as they say, time to come back home. But
yes,
that's why I said with the adult industry, I think that now is the time to bring the adult industry to Michigan, especially with everything that's going on in L.A. It's, I mean, listen to Rita. She's flying out to the West Coast to do a lot of filming. A lot of established, even the people who are established in the industry, they do most of their filming in L.A.
Yes.
You know, in the Valley. And I think it needs to be a hub on the West Coast. And it has to be somebody who started, you know, we could think it all day long, but somebody has started. And I've actually been looking at different venues and different places because Vivid, you know, Vivid is the only one. I know there are other studios, but Vivid is the one who has the big studio that everybody knows that's Vivid Studios.
Yes.
And that's what I want to do here. I want to have a studio here because a adult film studio is a whole lot different from a regular movie set. You know, but I would love to get maybe, you know, I'm going to say I would think about 10 acres. And when I say 10 acres, you know, have the main building for everything. And then actually get us up as a little neighborhood, but it'd be a gated neighborhood, and that's where you do your driving, that's where you do your different things, you know, as they say, like a mini regular movie studio, but have it where you could do everything on that set without going to rent hotel rooms and rent houses. You know, you set up a nice house on the set. It's easy
yes.
to change the facade. You know, they've got what they call, they got wraps for buildings and everything. You know, you have a nice house that you set up. And maybe the inside is always the same, but the outside is different. You know, you
yes.
get you some little fake buildings to put up. Like I said, you do it as a movie set, and you have that studio going on. And, you know, as they say, you put the brick 50 and 60 foot high walls, however they got to be, so people can't just see in and see what's going on. And you do a movie set like that, and then you say, we're going to do some real filming. And you bring
yes.
in people and you test them. And if they can't act worth shit, you can't act. Get the fuck on. You know, go to L.A. where they just letting people fucking suck, you know, and get a testing here so that they don't have to depend on going to L.A. to get tested. Get
right.
tested, boom, have everything here. You know, they be talking about Ms. V did that shit, you know. And I would bring in, you know, it would cost me initially, but I would get some of the better known black male talent, you know, to come and do it. I would get female talent, I would get interracial talent, but I would get people who want to come and spend a week or two in Detroit. You know, we're not going to film a film in a day. Let's get that clear. We're going to do it like a regular movie. We might not take 6 months to film it, but we're going to get some filming done, which means that be prepared for this, be prepared for that. You know, as they say, the whole movie set thing, hair, makeup, and everything.
Yes.
You know, when they say, when they come out, you know, as they say, I'll probably be the brokest person out there. But I would probably make my money back because I would promote it like they promote mainstream films. I would do something that hasn't been done in a while. I would start promoting it, you know, and I would find, you know, like you said, the movie houses that still exist. Find
mm-hmm.
these movie houses. And, you know, if I got to go city to city and say we're going to do a premiere, we'll do a red carpet, whatever we got to do, and do it that way and say, you know, this is the red carpet premiere. Do whatever publicity that I could legally do on the radios. Have it going on. And I bet if I did it like that, I bet I would make my money back within 6 weeks. You know, easily. And I would be able to do more films.
Yeah.
You know, and make it where, you know, just like the stuff goes on the regular mainstream movies about pirating and that stuff, make this where it can't be downloaded. You know, this is only available this way. And keep track of it. Know where it's
right.
been released at, who it's been released to, and have it in stores only, you know, can't download it. Force people to use that DVD player. Or a zip drive, you know. I think now it might be easier to do the zip drives, but, you know, as they say, make it where it can't be copied online, like they did.
Let me ask something. I heard zip drives. What are they, by the way? Because I've been hearing about it, but I don't know what it is.
It's just a USB drive. You know, you know how we have the old memory cards? Well, you know the USB that goes in that has 8 gigs, 16 gigs. All of them have different gigs on them. That's
uh-huh.
what a zip drive is.
Okay.
It's just like a portable for your files. You know, at one point we were putting everything on DVDs and discs. Now we put them on zip drives, which I have a zip drive that I meant to take with me to Edison, but then I have an external hard drive that I don't carry with me that I should.
Oh, do they supply the zip drives, or you had to purchase it?
You purchase your own zip drive because a zip drive is always empty when you buy it. What is it normally called? You know what? And we all call them zip drives, but that's probably the wrong name that we're using because I call it a zip drive. But
yeah.
I know what it is because it's a USB drive. That's what I thought. The USB
okay.
The USB drive is the zip drive.
Okay, that's all. Yes, because I've been trying to figure that out for about a couple of weeks. I just say, what is it? I never even heard of something.
And you say, everybody keeps saying zip drive. What the hell is a zip drive? It's the USB drive.
USB drive?
Mm-hmm.
Now I can tell how I'm a little. Now I can tell you want to tell how literate I am about this subject. I may know a few things about computers, but as far as the drive is concerned, I'm a little literate about that sort of thing.
Yeah, you know what? Because I do so much stuff, and for me, I have so many zip drives. I mean, I walk around with it. I tell everybody it's kind of crazy because, like I said on my nightstand, I was like, when we left, I was like, oh, my God, I forgot my zip drive. And that's because if I want to run different pictures on my computer when we're out of town, I have my music, I have different things on my zip drive. And then, like, my other half, he actually came with his portable hard drive. So he basically had a whole computer with him. And then when I told him that I wanted to buy another portable hard drive, he was like, why? And I was like, because, you know, I've got 750 gigs on my portable, on my external hard drive, but I know I'm getting ready to move a lot of stuff from my computer over to it. So.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow.
You know.
Now that I know what it is.
To have, an external hard drive is actually the best thing to have because when you put everything on your external hard drive,
yes,
it actually makes it harder for people to steal stuff from you. Like, I have more stuff on my external hard drive than I do on my regular hard drive on my computer.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, some things that actually require, like, my actual website has to be on my hard computer, even though I have a copy of it on my external hard drive. For whatever reason, that program does not like going onto an external hard drive.
Well, okay.
So some programs that do not like being on those hard drives and others that do. But like I have a backup of everything that's on my regular computer on my external hard drive.
Right.
But I'm going to let you go. But I was like, I know that normally I have time to talk to people on air and, you know, me and Rita, which I don't mind. I like it when my guests take over because it makes my show so much easier.
Now, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Matter of fact, I enjoyed the show from the time Rita was on until now. I really enjoyed it.
But like I said, you know, I always like to give my loyal listeners, you know, their time, especially since I have a relationship with my listeners, you know. And without you and my other listeners, I wouldn't have a show.
Wow.
So I have to make sure that I acknowledge my listeners.
Oh,
because
wow.
I would have dead air.
Oh, wow. That's coming from you, that's a real compliment. Thanks.
Well, I mean, it's the truth. It's the truth. I mean, there's no way to put it. You know, it's not even about a compliment. It's the truth. I mean, and I value my listeners. Because when I started this show in February, I didn't know if I was going to be able to do it for a year or 6 months or whatever. Because it was, as they say, this is brand new territory for me. Brand new.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've never seen myself as a radio host. I've never pictured myself as a radio host. And I'm doing it.
Well, you must be doing good so far. You've been on 8 months.
I've been on since February. So, you know, we're going to the end of the year. So, you know, you never know what to expect. And, you know, I've had some bad weeks. Like, I had a bad weekend this weekend where I put 3 days in. That was different. You know, my Tuesday show is a very comfortable show. My Friday, Saturday, and Sunday shows were very awkward because I wasn't in a setting I was comfortable with.
Uh-huh.
You know, so I tell everybody, you know, I like what I do. I like the fact that this is just another way for my fans to know what I'm doing. You know, even though my other half says that it's all about me, I don't think it's about me. I think it's about my fans because I know eventually you guys are going to start buying toys.
Yes.
Ever since the
second show, I just love your voice, and I looked over Blog Talk Radio and find you, and then say, bingo, that's it. I'm calling her show. I know it's been about the fifth or sixth time, I think. I lost count. I know it's over a month.
Well, you know what? And it's like I have fun with it. And that's the biggest thing I tell everybody. it's what I do, you know. On Tuesday night, I have fun, and then because of me doing the show, I get a chance to meet new people. And then, like I said, you know, the toy line is getting ready to come out, so I'm going to be, you guys in the next couple of months are going to hear me heavily talking about toys and lubes and really focusing back on the original purpose of the show, which is to promote the website, you know. I'll still be talking dirty. I'll still be having guests, but it's going to go from the conversation that I've been having for the past 8 months to talking about the toylady.com, the website, and the different products and the transition that we're getting ready to make, you know, with the new product line, which means that, well, Rita saw all the products we had, we're actually getting ready to get rid of 2/3 of our products. They're getting ready to go by.
I'm sure whatever format your show is, it'll be great. I'm sure.
Well, like I said,
format.
I'm going to keep the, you know, I'm going to keep coming at the end of the show. This night I didn't have to come because Rita came for me, which is always great. But I'm going to be featuring products, and I'm going to be bringing different people in from different toy companies, you know, be it, I would never say I have competition. I'll say my coworkers in the industry, you know, because when you start seeing competition and people say, well, wow, she don't like this person. Well, guess what? I've become friends with a lot of the people who sell toys. And the one thing I can tell you is that they've helped me stay in business, because every time I thought about shutting down my business, oh, no, that was just a bad day you were having. You don't want to shut your business down. And these are other toy people, you know, so I would never call them my competition because these are the people who are encouraging me to stay in it. Competition does not encourage you to stay in business.
Right.
You know, competition is like, okay, well, that's, you know, can we get your customer database? You know, can we get your guest list? You know, I don't get that from the people I deal with in the industry. I get the, it takes time. You know,
well, all I can say is, all I can say is you always have a fan in me. You don't have to worry about that. You're not going to get rid of me that easy.
Well, you know what, Randy? I'm going to, not tonight, probably in the next couple of weeks, because I want you to try this lube. You know the guy I had on, the Simply Lube?
Mm-hmm.
I have a sample that I'm going to send you. Unlike Seika, you will get it. I still haven't gotten my second DVD either. But
yeah.
I think that there's something going on with that. You know,
yeah.
I don't think that there's anything intentional. I just think that it was probably overwhelming or that it was an oversight. But this lube is fabulous. You can also use it as a lotion. So with your new current love, you can tell her that. And this is a true testimony. It does cure yeast infections. Because remember when he talked about it was good for yeast infections and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
It's been tested. It's been proven true. So, you know, and it's edible. So this is like one stop in the bottle. I mean, and I had people at Exotica tasting it. I had other vendors tasting it. And they were like, yeah, and it don't have a bad taste. And I tell them, read the ingredients. Just like you said, ingredients, they're all, you can pronounce every single ingredient in it. And it's a lotion, but it goes on silky smooth. And like I said, you know, I don't know if you're a runner or an athlete, but, you know, it's a true lotion.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't used it for running. I'm going to use it in a couple of weeks for my run, but my daughter has used it and said it works. Like I said, I want to use it as a skin lotion, and I like it, but we were testing it at Exotica because I wanted feedback, and that's actually one of the products that's going on my site that's going to replace a whole lot of stuff.
I will definitely DM you my address, too.
Because this, like I said, they sent me samples, and I'm letting samples go to certain people because the feedback that I'm getting, I depend on that feedback for the products that I carry in, since I'm getting ready to really cut down on the product line.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm doing it intentionally. There's 5 million stores out there. 5 million of us are carrying the same thing. Well, somebody has to stand out. Somebody has to do something different.
Right.
So what's going to separate me is that I'm not giving up toys. I'm just focusing more on my toys. I will carry a few other people's toys, but like the bullets that I've been promoting for all this time,
mm-hmm.
probably at the end of this year, I will no longer carry a bullet that doesn't have my name on it.
Yes.
I'm going to be going strictly to my name products. And like I said, I have a manufacturer. So you guys are going to see. And to promote it, I'm going to be giving away free toys, you know, to my loyal fans. That's why I said without you guys, I wouldn't be here, because you guys are what keep me going. And, yes, I have a penis pump, so I'll get you one when I get them in. And you could just tell everybody, look, what I got. This is by Missy. Stop, but think about it. I don't know if you watched Real Housewives, but Candy Burris has her own toy line. But she doesn't have anything, she doesn't have a penis pump or anything. Hers is strictly for women. And I want to cater to everybody. And I don't need to cater strictly to women when I can cater to men and women and make sure that everybody's happy. And I don't need 20 toys to do it.
Right.
You know, sometimes less is better. So I'm going with the less is better syndrome.
Yes.
I will talk to you next week and keep up with everything, because, like I said, watch for the transition. If you notice, my picture is no longer on Twitter.
I saw.
And it's not going back up. So for anybody who didn't know, it's not going back up. You know, it's another strategy move. You know, as they say, it's been up there for a year. If they didn't get a chance to see it in the past year, they wasn't going to see it anyway.
Right. But like I said, I will DM you my address. Just to make sure of that too. I'll do that before. No, not tonight, but tomorrow. I'll email it to you tomorrow.
You guys definitely have kept me going, because you don't know, it's been many a weeks where I've wanted to say, "Fuck this."
Yeah.
You know,
wow.
Having a show like this, you know, you like last week was I don't know why I'm doing this show. And it's only because it was hard doing last week's show. I had no guests. I was like, "What is this? I don't have no guests." Guess what? I went to Exotica. I got energized. I'm back ready. So you guys, I guess I'm, because I'm actually, you know, as they say, it re-energized me and made me realize that I am doing the right thing. I just needed to be around some of my people.
Yes. Or you just keep doing what you're doing. Everything will work out fine.
Okay, you know, well, you have a good evening, and I will be talking to you next week.
You can count on that.
Okay, good night.
Good night.